This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Are you ready to have a good time, ladies? Woo! It's going to be another outrageous fun
hello!
Show! That's right. Hello! Hello, hello. Hello! Hello! Yeah! Yeah, that's it. I'm feeling it now. The medication has kicked in, and I couldn't feel finer. Shut up. Who are you talking to? My other personality. Anyway, welcome once again to another outrageous. That's right, episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show, episode 82, for those of you following along at home. And for my special listeners, I'll talk slower. This is the only internet show that has been vacuum sealed for your protection and for larger and longer freshness. I don't care. I liked it.
We must be over the rainbow.
You could be over the rainbow from the distance that we are. Yeah, we are pretty high up. That's right. It may seem like you are over the rainbow. Or maybe you could just see Rainbow Circle. It's a Fruit Loop. I don't know. Anyway, we are here once again on the 44th floor of the Kroger Condiment Tequila Plant. Inside, that's where the padded walls are. The padded walls of our electric sandbox that we call a studio. It's a nice studio, though. But it's a little electric sandbox for sure. Oh, it's going to be one of those shows. I can feel it. I have a feeling it's going to be crazy. It was jinxed from the start. And it's just not going to get any better, I don't think. But anyway, in all, let's just get down to it. God damn it. This is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and that would make me your host, Crazy Jay. Wow.
There is no charge for awesomeness. Or attractiveness.
Oh, no. We would never charge for anything like that. But I am your host, Crazy Jay. And,
rumor has it, you're a genius.
let me clear that up right now. It's just a rumor. I am far, far away from being a genius. As well as my co-host. On the show today, Kiki Melendez will be calling in. She's a very funny lady. You might have seen her on like Conan O'Brien. You might have seen her on David Letterman, Comedy Central. She's done a couple of Showtime specials. She's been a guest on Mad TV. She's been all over the place. And she's in town this week with her Showtime show, Hot Tamales. And they're going to be at the Palms. And we've got some tickets we're going to be giving away.
I'm so excited, I could squirt.
For the September 13th show, so if you're interested in getting some tickets to the show that I have, just contact me and I'll tell you how to do that a little bit later on. Also on the show today, we're going to have a few calls for you. Remember that we do take calls on this show every Sunday night. We do record the show mainly on Sunday nights. And we take the calls preferably 10 to 11 Pacific Standard Times. That's when we take the calls. So we have some calls for you.
I'm trying to use the phone!
That came in. And because you like them, many love them, but you, I'm talking to you right there. You, specifically. The one with his hand in the pants, playing with himself, watching the porn, listening to the show. You. Talking to you. Because you like them. We've got some 911
calls.
Call
911!
Not a lot of them. These 911 calls are not coming in very fast, which I guess is good because people aren't abusing 911. But I just think it's a segment that might have to go away for a little while, and we're going to have to bring it back every so often because the calls are getting harder and harder to find. Now, I mentioned that the show I felt was jinxed from the start. Matt, Mike, and I, he's in the other room putting things together. I don't know what he said. I have to go put things together before I come on, Jay. I have to get some Sunny D. And I'm going to finish my race. It's redneck day. Whatever. And so I said it was kind of jinxed from the start. And we were going to... You know, we talked about doing another song like we did last week. We opened the show with the Muppets, and it was great. It was a lot of fun. It was good fun. It was good time fun. not so much. It was a disaster trying to do it today. We got some bloopers of this session. And, you know what? Here's what I'm talking about. Give a listen.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
I'm through with standing and shit, Jay.
Here we go. All right, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
I'm through with standing in line at clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win. This life hasn't turned out quite the way I wanted it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me. I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, a big black jet with a bedroom in it, gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
It's 39 too high.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars.
My own
star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
I'm gonna
trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be a big rock star.
So bad.
Top house is driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. And we'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll all hang out in the coolest.
So we'll have some more bloopers of that song throughout the show. I told you, folks, we were jinxed from the start. If you want to contact me, my email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. I'm also on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. You can find me on Facebook, my Twitter. Go to the official website of the show. Many of you just download the show from iTunes and you don't visit the website. Visit the website. It's been updated. It looks amazing. We have a link there now. You can just click on it and read what's going on with the Twitters that I send out and all that stuff. So go to rockincomedyshow.com. R-O-C-K-I-N-G comedyshow.com. Check it out. Take a look at it. It's got a new fresh look to it. You can click on it. We kind of want to find out how old you are. We're trying to do an age demographic type of deal. We've got comments. Leave a comment. Tell us where you're listening to the show from. You know, all that good stuff. Check out the website. It's amazing. Let me tell you real quick what is coming up on the show today besides Kiki Melendez. We've got Not in the News. Everybody loves it. We've got your phone calls that we're going to be playing. We've got the 911 calls like I talked about. We've got some new material that's coming to the show. Plus some bloopers of Mad Mike and myself trying to do that damn song today. And, Mike, he's going to be here with some how-tos, if you know what I mean.
I look absolutely precious.
And here is my good buddy. Speaking of him, it's Mad Mike.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
What's going on?
I've got a two letters, one word.
Oh, yeah? You're pretty excited your guy won, huh?
Case K. Today's my redneck day. Watch some races.
That's right.
Did a little racing banger. It's awesome.
Yeah. Good race?
Yeah.
So since our last show, We got drunk and you went out on the strip, drunk for the first time. You said,
yeah.
You were born and raised here in Vegas and you've never been drunk and been on the strip.
Yeah, I've been drunk on the strip, but I've never been drunk while walking on the strip.
You really seem to be enjoying yourself.
What, when? Right now? Then?
Do you do that on purpose?
Do what? What are you talking about? What's going on? Oh, you talking about the show?
Yes, I'm talking about the show.
Bobby Slayton? He was funny.
I'm talking about you drinking and being on the strip.
Oh, yeah, I was drinking on the strip.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Jesus.
It was fun.
It started with our lovely night at Smith & Lewinsky's.
I think so.
Free drinks.
Oh, that's right. I had a bunch of free drinks. It was pretty bad ace.
Yeah.
But we had to leave early because we went and saw good old BS.
Good old BS who was very funny that night.
He actually was a riot.
Was on fire. Was on fire. Put us at the resident homo table. I knew when we walked in and they put us down in the front. I was like, this isn't going to be good.
Yeah. It's all right. Just take it.
The only reason I didn't get mad was because he gave us 6 drink tickets.
Hey, dude. And we used them.
Then after that, we were like, we still weren't ready to go home, so we went to Mix and talked to our boy Dimitri. And
the bald Ryan Seacrest.
That's right. That's right. And he let us go up, and we chilled out there for a little while. And
yeah.
Just had a good time.
And then we walked. We saw a giant penguin. We walked from the Mandalay Bay all the way to Monte Carlo. And I was so drunk, I didn't even feel it. It was probably like a mile.
Here's the stupidest thing you said all night while we were drunk on the strip.
What? Did I even talk? What did I say?
What is invisible but smells like carrots?
What?
Carrot top farts.
That's right. Oh, that's clever. That's great. I did say that.
You said that.
Yeah, it took me a minute to remember that. Oh, that was classic.
I looked at you like, okay. What?
Seriously? Seriously.
Like, that was dumb.
And he laughed. So, what do we have on the show for this?
We're going to take some calls today.
Ball-licious.
That's right. And remember, you guys, we take calls every Sunday, so you should keep track of that number. Don't be looking for it.
Yeah.
702-979-9606, and we'd like to take the calls. We want to hear from you. There's a lot of people out there listening to the show. I want to say hello to Finland.
Finland!
Had 112 downloads from Finland.
That means, and that's going up considerably, and we appreciate that.
And for Finland, I'm going to play you this little lovely song. I'm
going
to play you this song from Monty Python.
Oh.
Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I want to be, pony trekking or camping, or just watching TV. Finland, Finland, Finland. It's the country for me. You're so near to Russia, so far from Japan, quite a long way from Cairo, lots of miles from Vietnam. Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I want to be, eating breakfast or dinner, or snack lunch in the hall. Finland, Finland, Finland. Finland has it all. You're so sadly neglected, and often ignored, a poor second to Belgium when going abroad. Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I quite want to be. Your mountains so lofty, your treetops so tall. Finland, Finland, Finland. Finland has it all.
Oh, together, Finnophile!
Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I quite want to be. Your mountains so lofty, your treetops so tall. Finland, Finland, Finland. Finland has it all. Finland has it all.
Hey, you can't beat it.
That was like, yo.
Yeah.
We don't know any Finnish.
That would be, I think, more Sweden.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, then my bad. I apologize.
And I don't think we have any Swedish listeners.
No? Look at that. Finland, you're kicking Sweden's ass.
I don't think that. But let me check.
Doesn't Finland look like the
Because penis? If we did, I've got something that we can play for them. Specifically for that.
For who?
Sweden.
For Sweden?
Yeah.
How sweet of us.
All we need is one. It just takes one. It just takes one from Sweden. And Sweden. You're dropping the bomb.
Oh, man.
It's not there.
It's not there. I'm sure there's probably a couple of Swedish listeners out there, but they're not, there's...
Well, we've had them. They're just not here right now.
They're just not here right now.
But, Belgium, 58.
That's huge.
And you know what's good in Belgium?
Yes.
Waffles.
That's right.
And so here is a song for the people of Belgium. Here you go.
Yeah. have to wait in line. People say, ride this wafer, your money's no good here. Someday, I bet you they'll build me a shrine. And everybody say, well, I'm your biggest fan. I've seen your picture in People magazine. Folks come from around the world just to shake my hand. If you don't believe in the power of a waffle, let me show you just what I mean. I'm the Waffle King. Make you want to scream and shout. Waffle King. That's my name, don't wear it out. Waffle King. Make no mistake about it. I'm the Waffle King.
Waffle King.
Waffleicious.
Yeah. All right. And hey, if you want a song dedicated to your country, then listen to the show.
Yep. Or just send us an envelope full of anthrax. We'll get the message.
Or anthrax.
We'll take the hint.
What the hell was that? Or anthrax.
Just send it up to the 44th floor of the Korean taco plant.
Oh, wait, we got one more we have to play.
What's that?
For China.
Hello.
We had a lot of hits in China last month. I want to say we did over 58,000 downloads last month.
That's so fantastic.
You guys, thanks, because we're really trying to get the word out about the show, and we did over 58,000.
Yeah, I told at least one person.
I know, your mom. That was nice, and she doesn't like the show.
And she doesn't even like it.
It's all right. My dad doesn't like it either.
I know. Hey, Mom, you listen. I hate it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it. Stupid.
All right.
It's supposed to be stupid.
What's the point?
You don't understand. We got to go back, though. We got to go back to Monty Python for our little tribute to China.
China Dizzle.
Here it is.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food. the waiters never are rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. There's Maoism, Taoism, I Ching and chess. So I like Chinese. I like the Chinese people too. They're Zen, they're Ping Pong, they're Yin and Yang. I like Chinese thought, the wisdom that Confucius taught. If Darwin is anything to shout about, the Chinese will survive us all without any doubt. So I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Yet they're wise and they're witty and they're ready to please. All together.
Wow, I jump around. Wow, I jump around. Wow, I jump around. Ni hao ma, ni hao ma, ni hao ma, zai jian. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. Their food is guaranteed to please. A 14, a 7, a 9, and like cheese. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. I like their tiny little trees. Their Zen, their ping pong, their yin and yangies. I like Chinese. I like Chinese.
You gotta like the Chinese.
I feel like I'm going around the world right now.
We could. I got a bunch of songs.
Wait, you have that song? Around the world, around the world.
No.
Okay, well, you just heard it. Enjoy it.
Right.
Rewind it. Play it again. All right?
Yeah. So anyway, well, that's our little tribute to the people that are listening. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Oh, I had another. Wait, did I already tell you guys about my dream?
Which one?
With the sailboat in the sky?
No, I think this has happened also since the last show.
Yeah, I think it maybe happened like before, after, during the drunk phase. I don't remember. I guess it covers everything. But anyway, I had this dream that I was there's this, like, not a sailboat, but like a fishing boat, and it's just like flying in the sky, and it's got a whole bunch of fish in a net. And,
are you sure it wasn't a tugboat?
It could have been a tugboat. It could have been a tugboat. And I'm talking to somebody while being naked. They're naked. What's funny is I'm talking to this girl that I know. I actually know her. I don't know how on earth. I rarely talk to her, like once every couple of months. And she's just in my dream. We're having like a normal conversation. Like, oh, hey, what's up? But we're inside the net, trapped between like a ton of fish. Like, I can't really see her. My hand's, like, sticking out the net. And I'm like, hey, you know what's up? And it's flying through the air and just, like, taking us along. We were just, like, chilling with the fishes, see? It's the weirdest thing. I'm trying to figure out what its significance is. I think it means I need more tuna in my diet, maybe. More tuna salad crackers. Little tasty niblets of crackers.
Maybe a drug test?
Yeah, I thought about that, but then I was like, I just fail.
That could be taken two different ways.
I know, that's true. That really could, yeah. That's true.
I know what you mean, but somebody else isn't going to know what you mean.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got some how-tos?
I have one.
You have one?
I have one.
That's good.
I have one, but I've got a point to get across on this one.
That's good. Now, okay. I do want to point out that you're going to be leaving again in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be down in Phoenix, the Chandler-Gilbert area. So if you're down there, you want me to stop by or say hi, you want to hang out, go see a movie or something, just hit me up on Don't Tase Me, Bro. Where is that at? Oh, MySpace. Or Junk, J-U-N-K, McGee, M-C, to the G, to the E, to the E, yo-yo, at where the hell's that at?
Facebook.
Friendster? Facebook.
Right.
Or I hurt my spleen at yahoo.com.
And since there's a lot going on with the show,
instead of
putting up a best of, you're going to be absent for 1 week. So to keep it flowing, We have another co-host coming in. Won't be Bobby Slayton this time because he was just here.
Right.
But we do have scheduled Larry G. Jones.
All right.
Larry G. Jones took us out to Andrew Dice Clay.
Good old two-tone.
That's his new name. I told him that last night for the first time. What's up, two-tone? But he took us out to Andrew Dice Clay. I thank him for that.
That was awesome.
I was never a big Andrew Dice Clay fan. Not enough to spend any money on him at all to see him or buy albums. But the show was, I was really expecting to go in there and not laugh.
Yeah. He did. If you got us to crack some
people. He did. He did do something. But he wasn't as funny as Bobby Slayton.
No.
But
sorry, Mike.
So Larry G. Jones will be here to be your co-host.
All right.
And we have a couple of he's going to be bringing in a couple of guests with him, two impersonators. One of them freaks you out.
Oh no, they're not bringing. He's not bringing that guy, is he? Really? Yeah. That's funny.
Well, you won't be here, so it'll be fine.
Creepazoid.
And also a gentleman who is an awesome Rod Stewart impersonator.
Is his name Rod Stewart?
No.
That would be kind of ironic.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Like, hey, you're just like Rod Stewart. What's your name? He'd be like, Rod Stewart. I'd be like, whoa.
You'd be like, whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Every week. Every week.
Something new coming your way.
All right.
Heroes rocks, by the way. I've been watching the DVDs. I bought the TV show thing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. But taking us into break, we're going to send out a thank you to Canada for listening.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. 50 listeners in Canada?
We have five. We have five.
That's awesome.
And here it is from South Park, the movie. Playing Canada.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fart and curse. Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
With all their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada.
We need to form a full assault.
It's wonderful.
Don't blame me for my son Stan. He saw the darn cartoon and Eric once had my picture on his shelf, but now when I see him, it tells me to fuck myself.
Well, blame Canada! Blame Canada!
It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches?
Should we blame the fire?
Or the doctor to allow him to expire?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all the hockey hullabaloo and that bitch at Murray too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
Hey, what's up? This is Cliff speaking for Rad. Give up the keys, choose a designated driver. Music lives, so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree. Yes. That one.
The free-to-be-me, you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Paul Sperazza. I want the Spaz Box, and you're listening to the Wash of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah, boy!
Can anyone really prepare me? Are you ready for the surreal life? It's fantastic. Everyone's made of plastic. And there's people walking around with the head in the clouds. I try to keep my feet on the ground, but it's so hard when I wanna fly. Just to find the right catch. Oh, I'm worried. Shouldn't be hurried, cause there's people walking around with their heads in the clouds. I try to keep my feet on the ground, but it's so hard when I wanna fly.
Show, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Michael from the Phoenix.
Hello. Oh, this call's over.
It's hanging up now.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Actually, I got a question for you, Jay.
Okay.
Now.
Yes, I'm single, and no, I won't go out with you.
Oh, damn it. Actually, no, but Mad Max coming down to visit me pretty soon. And the last time when he came down, you called him a lap.
Called him
a lap? I was trying to see what the whole point behind that one was. And I know how you're trying to protect him from all those gay admirers and such. I was just wondering if there's a little bit going on in that direction.
No, I called him a what?
You called him a lap. I feel like almost every hour or so, no, you're calling him.
Like L-A-B, lab?
Lab?
Is that what you said he called me?
No, he's calling you like saying, trying to find out what's new, what's up. No, seems like a little over excessive.
Oh, he's saying you're too protective.
Oh, I'm too protective? No, he's a valuable commodity right now. I can't make sure anything happens to him. I have to make sure that he's all right.
Make sure he's all right?
Yeah.
So what I heard was, I took that test, and I'm 49%, Jay. What are you?
36.
I think that's what he's getting at. I think you need to take that test again.
Recently.
Oh, you want me to take the test?
Yeah.
Then just fucking come on and say it. But I know all the answers.
Hey,
so
bushes are for beating around, okay?
See, that's why he's 49% gay. Did you just hear that remark?
So, have you been listening to the show lately?
Yes, I have.
Did you like the Aussie?
Yes.
He was pretty cool, huh?
Even watched a little video. That's really good impersonator right there.
Yeah, Randy Hansen is amazing.
Did you like the opening, the Muppet song we did last week?
Up to me, I'll probably not do that again.
we're doing it twice.
Thanks.
We're doing it twice.
I didn't get it last time, man.
Yeah, well, it's going to be... Yeah, we do it twice now. It's four times.
Yeah, right?
It's opening and ending, though.
Yeah, right.
That's right. In fact, we'll do it right now a cappella. Hey, people want us to be more crazy. That's what you get.
I guess that is true.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I still say you need to bring back that crazy egg. Kind of like the... funky songs that don't get played that often.
All right, I'll tell you what. I will do the crazy on this show.
Sweet.
I'll put it together.
Very
and,
nice.
And because you're a fan of Stephen Lynch, I will do the crazy eight of Stephen Lynch.
Very nice.
You like that?
I do.
I'll just replay the one we did a couple months ago.
I mean, I just be lazy.
That's right. No, we'll do an all-new Crazy A for you. Just for you.
Very nice.
Just for you. Because you're a listener and a fan.
Yes, I am.
He's a fistful of flesh.
Just remember that. No, Mikey needs to give you that test. Because, no, I know if you give it to yourself, you're going to, kind of cheat.
Yeah.
I know all the answers. I've done that test like four or five times.
We need to find a new one.
That's why Mad Mike needs to create a new one for you.
He's more than welcome to bring in his laptop, hook it up, and go. He just doesn't come prepared.
I come very prepared, okay?
He's got one sheet of paper, he's got a freaking energy drink, and Gatorade.
And some Sunny Delight.
I'm sure with the mind of his that he can just come up with one on the spot.
I'm sure he could, but then the score is not going to be accurate.
I am a very accurate person, okay?
Look, my hand is gay, because it won't ever leave my cock alone. So, all right, so we'll do the Crazy 8 just for you.
Very nice.
And when Mike comes back from vacation, we'll take the gay test.
I'll have to write one for him. You can help me.
All right.
This will be interesting.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Cool.
All right. Bye.
Hey, this is BK, and this is Matt from Leaving Springfield.
How come you're doing my part, dude?
Why stop now? And you're listening to the Crazy J Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah, baby!
Pop. Yeah. 15 years old. A young innocent boy on a playground at school. When I first met Joy, her t-shirt was white and her chest was quite large. When the storm clouds rolled in, started coming down hard. White shirts and rain, yeah, they bring on a change. We knew she had a set, but when she got them both wet, you could see everything. I just stood there in awe. She didn't have on a bra. A cold wind hit her back, and I popped her rack. White shirts in the rain. I've heard them called hangers. I've heard them called cams. I've heard them called cha-chas and chee-chees and boobies and two really good friends. Some like to be pet on, pinked on and pawed. Some like to be kissed on. Some you can't touch at home. Red, white shirts and rain, yeah, they bring on a change. They've all got a set, but when they get them both wet, you can see everything. And it's hard not to stare when they're sitting right over there. Could you run through my lawn? I got my sprinkler on. Today looks like no rain.
It's 98 degrees here in the metro. It's a beautiful day. No chance of precipitation, not a cloud in the sky.
69.9 KGay, the gayest radio station on the planet.
I have one thing to say. You better work.
Playing the best of Elton John, Barry Manilow, Neil Sedaka, Wham, Boy George, George Michael, Johnny Gill, and more. 24-7 with the top-rated gay DJ in the world, Homo Slim, morning weekdays from 6 to 9.
They call me Homo Slim. I'll play whatever you all boys want to hear.
69.9. We may be far to the left of the dial, but we play what's right. KGAY 69.9, offering you the hits with no tits.
Crazy J and Mad Mike.
I'm Crazy J.
Crazy J, Mad Mike. Hey, it's Ryan Buter calling in from Hollywood. How are you guys doing tonight?
From Hollywood. How's the fire?
Warm.
Yeah? Ooh, but does it smell good?
Yeah, you know, it's all right. If you got asthmatic problems like myself, I'm not too fond of it. So.
Do you like roasting marshmallows? You could do a lot of that.
I do like roasting marshmallows. I prefer the marshmallow over the weenie roasting myself.
Is it like 49% contained now?
You know what? I actually haven't been following it all that much. You know, it's not my front yard, so I'm not following it. But I've been doing shows all week long, so I've been concerned with other things.
Now, you're a dueling piano player, just like our friend Bonnie Mazzell.
I am. I love Bonnie. Bonnie and I have worked together a few times here and there.
Here in Vegas, or does she come and see you in L.A.?
I worked with her in Vegas, and I've worked with her in the past other places as well.
She can be kind of a bitch.
Yeah, you know what? She's never, ever been a bitch to me.
I'm just kidding.
I know. I know. Actually, well, yeah, I guess, yeah. Let's go the other direction. A huge bitch.
Yeah.
A huge bitch.
Speaking of huge, she has a nice rack, too.
Huh?
She has a nice rack, too.
A fantastic rack.
Yeah.
I grew up in Ohio, and we didn't have any deer with a rack that good. So.
Brother Luke had made this comment on Facebook about a mannequin that had a camel toe, and I go, are you sure it wasn't with Bonnie? Because you were with Bonnie all night, and Ryan leaves a comment about, I agree, Jay.
Yeah, I agree. Get me one of those and get me one like Bonnie also.
Nice. Yeah, it was something like that. So how long have you been playing piano?
I've been doing this dueling gig about 12 years now. I started in Columbus, Ohio, and worked in Baltimore. And then in 2005, took a short trip to rehab.
I don't want to go to rehab. I said no. Sorry.
Yeah, it was fantastic. That song came out just as I got out of rehab, so it was fantastic.
Now, was your main influence for doing the dueling piano thing, was that from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No, my main influence for dueling pianos was I needed a job.
Have you ever, do you play like Howl at the Moon down at the Universal Walk?
I did work there for a short time. I actually worked for Howl at the Moons all over the country for about 8.5 years.
There's another old friend of the show, Bill Larkin, that used to play Howl at the Moon.
Love Bill Larkin.
Bill Larkin's
Love
a very funny
Larkin.
Guy.
Love Bill What did you say?
I said Bill Larkin's a very funny guy.
Yeah, he is a very fun guy, and he's very funny, and I got to work with him on a few occasions, and I'm always laughing.
he's really good.
Yeah.
We did a live show years ago at this place called the Crooked Bar in L.A.
Yeah.
When I used to do the show there, and Crooked Bar sits under the it's kind of like the basement of the Coconut Teaser.
Right, Coconut Sleezer.
And there was a band playing upstairs one night, and Bill went on and he did his routine where he does the titles of the pornos that he's done music for. And we literally, like, there was so many people laughing in this bar, and the people upstairs that was watching the band was trying to get in downstairs, and there was so much laughter, the band stopped playing until he was done. And that was, like, one of the greatest moments. That was so fun. But
yeah, there's a few guys doing dueling pianos that are way underrated as entertainers around the world, just... As far as entertainers go, Bill Larkin is one of the greatest. And if you ever get a chance to see a guy named Todd Cutshaw.
And Daffy Duck.
Huh?
And Daffy Duck.
I can't hear what you're saying. You have to get closer to your microphone.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I think some of the most talented people in entertainment are in dueling pianos. But, we seldom ever make it to the big stage.
Well, we have a lot of fun with Bonnie and Brother Luke and all them, so.
Yeah, they're good people. Yeah, I basically got in. I had put out a couple of different records that sold dozens of copies. After not selling a whole lot of records, I was like, I need a job.
Right. But it's fun. You can get a good crowd in there. and yeah. just have a blast.
Yeah, I work at a place called Piano Piano in Claremont, California.
Oh, cool. We'll have to check it out next time we're in town.
What nights do you play there?
I work Wednesday through Saturday.
Oh, that'll definitely work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wednesday through Saturday in Claremont.
And do you have a website? We know you're on Facebook.
You know what? My name, Ryan Buter. You Google Ryan Buter, B-U-E-T-E-R. And my MySpace page is entitled Kill the Piano.
Nice.
And I'm also part of a children's group called the Bumpkin Band. We do country music for children. So at nights I do the exact opposite of children's music. and then the Bumpkins, though, we've played at Stagecoach and Austin City Limits, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, that's a great spot, Austin City Limits.
Yeah. We played all over Texas. We've done shows with Willie Nelson and Brooks and Dunn and all sorts of people we've shared festivals with.
How about Joe Dirt?
Joe Dirt?
Is he even a... No, he just did that movie, right?
That was David Spade.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He looked so realistic.
Yes. So the Bumpkins definitely have a fine white trash following, so...
Nice.
They bring their faux-hawked children out to see us play.
Well, that sounds exciting. Well, we want to thank you for calling in. Keep listening. Spread the word of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'll call in again.
We're gonna have Bonnie on in like a week or so again. She can't get enough of us.
Oh yeah, we'll have
tell
you call in then.
Tell her to do the show topless.
She's already volunteered.
She has a fucking heart attack.
She just won't leave me and Mike alone. She like she made me motorboat her the last time I went into the Paris.
Did she?
Yeah, I was you know.
And when you say went into the Paris. You're talking an established right. That's not a term for any of Bonnie's or...
That's for you to determine. But maybe we'll have you call in when she's here.
Yeah, I definitely will call in. You going to be in Lent next Sunday?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Or remind me over the Facebook and I'll call in and I will harass her.
All right, we like that. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thanks,
all
man.
Right, peace, dude. Thanks, right. man.
Bye. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. You can check us out on MySpace, myspace.com/crazyj13. You can also find Don't Taste Me, Bro, on there as well. Junk McGee, he's on Facebook.
I am.
And we Twitter as well. Remember, if you check out the official website, if you haven't been there in a while, it's got a new look to it. We've changed it up a lot. So go check it out. And you can also follow Twitter reports right there on the Rock and Comedy Show website. And also on the show today, calling in, Kiki Melendez from Mad TV is going to be calling in. And she's also going to be giving away some tickets to the show that she's doing here at the Palms called the Hot Tamales. So if you guys are interested in that.
Oh, I love food.
Well, it's not food. It's a show.
Oh.
And it'll be happening at the Palms, so she'll be calling in to talk about that. We also want to take your calls, too. So, you know, remember, every Sunday we take those calls and we play them on the show. And we primarily tape the show on Sunday. So just give us a call, 702-979-9606.
That's 702-BITCHES-AND-CREAM.
Very nice, Mikey.
You're welcome.
But
I'm here to help.
Yeah, I know. But right now, it's time for some calls, my friend.
Calls, calls, calls.
Yeah, you know what they are. We love them. Call 911! That's right, we got some 911 calls. Just a couple of them today.
Yeah.
But everybody loves them, so we have to do them.
And everybody loves Raymond.
Now, this one isn't necessarily, like, funny, but this woman tracks down her attacker that was in the house. And she does this while she calls 911.
Oklahoma City 911, what is your emergency?
Yes, it's on 6120 59th Street.
What's going on there?
A man that has attacked us in our home, and we're fighting him in the yard now.
Yeah. What city are you in?
Pardon?
What city are you in?
Oklahoma City.
Okay, what's the address again?
It's 59th and Sooner Road. We're down here on 59th and Sooner Road, 6120.
I need you to calm down. I can't understand what you're saying, okay?
We've got him here.
Okay, is somebody hurt?
Yes.
Do you need
an ambulance? No, we don't need an ambulance, but we've got him down on the ground. They're rolling in the mud.
Kick him in the nuts.
Please send somebody.
How many people are there?
There's just the two of me. A man and a neighbor came over to help. He attacked my mother and then he attacked me.
Go from the top ropes, lady.
Hello?
I'm here.
He's getting up, Herschel.
What's that?
He's getting up. He's trying to get away.
Okay, what does he look like? What's he wearing?
He's a black man. He's got a bandana on, a silver necklace on. Mm. He's big.
What kind of clothes? His shirt.
He's one of God's children.
What color is his
shirt?
Shirt
on. He's running into the woods now.
What color is his shirt?
Oh, it's kind of a tan and black. He's running away now. He's running into the woods.
What direction, man?
He's running south along the creek here off of 59th.
Do you have any weapons?
He tried to pull out a knife, but we knocked it away from him.
What?
Does he still have the knife?
I don't know, sir.
Do you need an ambulance?
No, sir. We just need some help.
Okay, we've got a call in. We're going to get somebody out there as soon as possible. Okay, what is your name?
Gazelle, G-E-S-E-L-L.
Can you imagine, though? He's, like, in the house. He's trapped them. And they end up just beating the crap out of him. This would be a weird call to get if you were the sheriff.
Sheriff, I just got a 911 call from your house. Sheriff, I just got a 911 call from your house.
Sheriff just got a 911
Sheriff, we just got a 911 call.
From your house.
From your house.
Da, da, da. That's all like CSI right there.
It's actually from Halloween.
Oh.
Good job, though, Mike.
Thanks. Well, you know.
Not too many good ones this week for the 911 calls.
Crazy cat.
You know that one. That's a lady that.
Crazy lady.
That freaks out.
Oh.
This is a pretty good call. You'll like this one.
When does this? Oh, nice.
Police communications. Can I help you?
This is not an emergency.
Okay.
Sir, could you tell me what time the sun goes down?
I'm not sure on that one. Hang on just a second.
How about you call somebody else?
Now, this one's pretty funny.
Have we done that one?
No, we haven't done this one. I had thought we had actually done this one, but it's actually pretty different. This man calls 911, and he's handcuffed.
Oh, nice. Hold on.
What's going on?
My wife has handcuffed me. I need assistance right away.
What happened?
My wife has handcuffed me.
She's
attacking me. She's handcuffed me. Pair of handcuffs.
Okay.
She's handcuffed me. She's attacking me. I have not done anything to her. She has a record of violence. Please come and help me get out of here.
Okay, where is she now?
I'm holding her down so I can call you. Please send someone.
Is there any way that you can lock yourself in another room?
No, she's handcuffed herself to me. Please send police.
Handcuffed herself to me.
Okay, is she hurting you, sir? Do you need ambulance?
No, I don't need an ambulance. I need police. 833.
I got that already, sir. What's her name?
No, you're the idea.
Helen Sun. She has a history of violence. Please.
Is there any drinking involved?
No.
Any drunk?
No.
And your name, sir?
My name is Robert Jarba.
Are there any weapons in the house?
I don't know, knives and such. I don't know what she got before she handcuffed me. There could be nothing. Ow! Ow!
What is she doing now, sir?
Yeah, she's sticking her head out. She's biting me.
What? She's biting me.
Are they almost here? I can't get to the door to open it.
Okay, is it locked?
The door's locked.
Okay. So they're going to have to break in?
Yes.
What started this, sir? Do you know? What started? Why did she do this?
Because I divorced her. I decided to leave her.
Damn.
Because I divorced her.
That guy was a bit of a pussy.
Well, yeah, he's tied up. He's worried.
I can understand that. Literally, that girl literally has him by the balls.
Nice. And I think that's I don't think we've played this one. I was going to play it and then I never got around to it. She's choking.
She's called before. She's choking. She's waiting for an ambulance.
What happened
there? I need to get out of the open heart surgery and I'm choking her. Something was
What are you choking on, ma'am?
Will you get your ass over here? I'm choking to death.
What are you choking on, ma'am?
I'm choking on some kind of disease that I swallowed last night.
Are you having any pain or anything coming from you?
Yes, I'm going up, but nothing comes out. I'm will you please hurry up?
I like it when they're all mad. Like, it's your fault that they're choking.
Yeah, I know. I love they call the 911 operators and they're like, it's your fault. But anyway, that's going to do it for our 911 call. Yay! 911. Use it only when you need it.
Yeah. It's one of those things that...
It's not a toy, people.
It's not, you know? Take that shit seriously. Like those folks you just heard.
That's right. Also, this week, we went to Moon.
We did?
At the Palms.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Okay. Oh, my God. We get to Moon, and our host is like, oh, dude, like, Twista, he's going to be in the club, man. It's Twista. We're like, who the fuck? Twista?
Yeah.
Like, that guy was popular, like, 10 years ago. So we get in there, and it is literally filled with nothing but a coffee-colored spiel, okay? And
a lot of black people. I mean, they were everywhere. And not I have anything against it, but Moon is not usually known to draw that kind of clientele.
Yeah.
And they were doing a cigar promotion, so everybody was smoking cigars. Now, the cool thing about Moon is that the roof opens up.
Yeah.
And they do it about every hour. You're on the dance floor, you look up, and the roof opens up, and it's pretty badass.
Yeah, cool.
But because there was so many people smoking cigars in this club, they had to leave the roof open the whole night.
Dude, and it was so smoky.
Yeah.
And then they used fog machines on top of it.
Yeah, we're like, there's enough smoke in this club.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
What the hell?
But, you know, Playboy Club came through again.
Of course.
Saved the night. That club is amazing, and it is also at the Palms. But nothing against Moon. It was just the clientele that night. That's just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, I mean, I've come out and I've watched, you know, I've watched the guys come out when we were at Rain, and they did Party Like a Rockstar, and then they left.
Yeah.
These guys literally did a two-hour concert.
Yeah, they like a bunch of these different bands came on. Some people even showed up with like saxophones.
Yeah.
At a nightclub.
Yeah. Saxophones, trumpets.
Yeah, dude, they're getting
trombones. I mean, it was like, what is going on?
And then there were like these three fat white guys who were rapping in the very beginning. Oh, dude, what was that? Horrible. And then the saxophone guys come on, and then Twista comes on, and he's like, and people are like, oh!
Now, our host is cool. I'll give you that. The host is cool. Yeah. But as cool as the view was from our table, the table sucked.
Oh, and the dude, it was so tiny.
It was just, I got you by the dance floor. No, you didn't.
Dude,
I can see the dance floor.
No, like, we could have been like, hey, you guys want to sit with us? Too bad. Sit right over there. Because it's too small to fit anybody else.
Yeah. Good thing we didn't bring a party of eight with us. Because that would have sucked. But you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Coming up, we're going to be taking some calls. Next week on the show, Michael Johns is going to be here. And he is the star of Hypnosis Unleashed over at the Tropicana. We're looking for some listeners who are in the Las Vegas area that would like to be hypnotized. We need a couple people for the show to just have some fun. So if you're interested, you know, I've been sending it out on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace. If you're interested and you want to be hypnotized, if you like this kind of stuff,
yeah,
please.
We'll make him convince you that you have actually licked your elbow.
Or your own testicle.
Yeah, you'll be like, no, I've done it. No, really, I've done it.
Right.
I can't do it now, but I've done it.
So please, I mean, we want to have some fun with it. So if you're interested in this kind of thing and you live in the Vegas area, just hit us up. And we'll
hit us up.
Hit us up and we'll tell you how to...
How to get hypnotized.
Yeah, no, how to get down here.
Yeah, how to get...
And also coming up in a couple of weeks, Amazing Jonathan
mm-hmm.
is going
to
be here.
He's in Australia right now trying to kidnap me a koala.
That's right. And Bonnie Mazzell is going to be back. We got Brother Luke coming on. Sharon Paquette is
mm-hmm.
going to be here.
That's right. Tequila Head Man.
That's right.
Flagonoid.
So we're gonna have some good shows coming up in the
next
couple of weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, Bobby Slayton's still prominent. It's just your George Wallace.
Good old George Wallace. Nothing.
And Penn. And Penn. So, you know, these guys are busy, but they're going to do the show. And Anthony Cools is scheduled to come on, too. So
that's going
to
be awesome.
It's going to be a good show, guys. And you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Why? Because it rocks.
Okay, kids, the car's packed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Oh, close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave. You could burn down this forest. Not to mention our whole neighborhood. Come on, Dad, do your homework. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans.
Did I say we were leaving? I was kidding.
Sure you were, Dad.
Are you gonna tell your mom about this?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You're never too young to get your smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's important to make sure your family has a plan in case of an emergency. We talked to this family to see if each of them knew where to meet if they were not together when something happened.
Okay, so if a natural disaster happened and we were outside the home, we would all meet at the park. That's our meeting point. That's where we would say, go here, this is safe, Dad will be here. We meet there, we'll be fine.
Well, we would probably just meet out in front of the house.
I'm meeting places at our neighbor's house because she is
of my mom's good friend. We all have a meeting spot, which is a bus stop. The reason for the bus stop is simply because nobody's going to be there. No buses, no people. There's probably going to be no traffic there. And it's a location that's in the middle of all three schools, so we can safely meet there, safely and quickly.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
In November 2004, Nathan was sentenced to 6 years for committing a gun crime. His mother was left alone.
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Lady, how are you?
I'm doing all right. You talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
So what I'll know I've been into after.
You know, you're the only one that could make him do anything. But he said he was going to start acting better after he got the letter from you.
I'm trying to get him on the right path. It's easy to lead him when I'm out there. It's hard from in here.
Nathan, you know how much he looked up to you. I mean, since your dad died, you've been the only one he'd listen to.
Blame me for getting locked up. I know that. I feel it.
He's mad at you for leaving him.
I know.
But everything else is going pretty good, and I know it will be better when you get home. It's just hard.
When you commit a gun crime, your family serves the sentence with you. Gun crimes hit home. Brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Rockin' comedy show? Am I on the rockin' comedy show?
That is correct.
Okay, man. I was wondering where the hell I was, you know.
You're listening to the rockin' comedy show.
I'm listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm going to be on the Rockin' Comedy Show, so you better be listening. I love you all!
Bonnie Mazzell here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. She's going to be making her way back to the Rockin' Comedy Show here on the 44th floor in about 2 weeks. We're going to have some more fun with Bonnie. She loved being on the show, And we've gone and seen her a couple of nights now at the Paris Hotel at the Napoleon Bar, where they do the dueling pianos. And we just have so much fun. And you guys, if you're in Vegas and you're looking for just some cheap entertainment that's a lot of fun, go check out the Napoleon Bar at the Paris Hotel and have some fun with Bonnie. It's a great, great show. Right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we're going to go back to a blooper reel, so to speak, that Mike and I did earlier in the show. We were going to try and do a song in the opening of the show like we did last week that went so well. And we decided to do it again. But the cards were not with us today. Here's a blooper of us trying to do another song. Check it out.
Take 90 fucking 7. Oh, I can't hear anything. Are we on?
Testy.
All right, here we go.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me, the love we share. Seems to go nowhere, and I lost my light. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things right. You don't need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, my name pray Jesus. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This faded love you give, I give you all the boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease.
Anyway, that one didn't go as bad as us trying to do that damn Nickelback song. Here's another blooper of us trying to do Nickelback. It's ridiculous.
I'm through with standing in line. To
shut up. That's all. Standing in closed of lines I'll never get in.
Here we go. This was so bad. We couldn't do it. We really wanted to.
I'm through with standing in line at clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win. This life hasn't turned out quite the way I wanted it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. A king size tub big enough for 10 of me. I need a credit card.
Yeah, that so, one was me. It's so bad. Here, let's do one more. Here it is. Check this one out. Let's see. Here we go. Let's try this one. No, let's try this one.
I'm through with standing in the club.
What are you doing over there? Here we go.
All right. I'm dyslexic.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs will never get in. It's at the bottom of the night.
Oh.
What the fuck? Here we go.
It's hard being a Canadian immigrant, living in ignorant America. Rolled under an idiot and citizens oblivious to Canada. No, I never lived in an igloo and I wear sneakers, socks, no shoes. Instead of I just say, no, I've never
country proud of their ignorance. See the shining sea full of Nimrod. That vote based on appearance. No, I don't speak the French language, and I've never owned a pet penguin. We live in provinces, not states. Loonies and toonies are our money in the world's second largest country. You know what I'm talking about.
Song today.
Oh God, that was so ridiculous. And then there's like a whole another verse we never even make it to.
You know, we've got a couple more outtakes of us trying to do that song.
Dude, we spent like almost an hour trying to fucking. I'm not kidding. When I'm like a 1090 fucking seven.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
You know why? Because the Muppet theme was it went so well. Mm-mm-mm-mm. It went so well.
That was a good song.
It was. We had a lot of fun.
Whoa.
Yes. So, you ready for your how-to?
Yes.
you why, you really were ready. I'm surprised.
Ouch. Stuck, though. Okay. All right. Folks, I've noticed lately that, I kind of skim through the, interweb, okay? And I look for things that, might catch my fancy, okay? But, lately, yes, that's true. They've been a little dry. I know. You speak. I don't listen. I listen, okay? I heard you. And this is what I have to say about...
Is this one particular person that you're going after?
No, maybe, yeah.
He is the one that told
Dino Mike.
I think Mad Mike needs to write his own how-tos.
Well, so this is what I've done. Okay? This is what I think about all you naysayers in the world. Naysaying me to no end. I naysay to you, sir. Do you hear that paper ruffling? That's how naysaying I am to you, okay? I'm going to let you know. Hold on. When it's time to take a drink of your Sunny Delight. Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah. I love that stuff. First off, you choke on it. Okay, now. This is a how to know when it's none of your damn business. Alright? You wanted a how-to? This is how to know when it's none of your damn business. First off, when you think you know, and nobody asked you, it's none of your damn business. Alright? Next. Numero uno dos. That's Spanish for all my people in Spainland. Okay? Only in your imaginary play frickin' world would I eat a bologna sandwich that was left on a slide. We all know that I draw the line at eating food found on swings and teeter-totters. I've made that very clear. Unless, of course, it's a caramello bar. That's not food, that's crack. Okay? Totally different. Number three. If you see me, and I'm, you know, let's paint a picture. I'm walking down the street, folks, okay? What am I doing? I'm walking, okay? What are you doing? Looking at me, all right? But I'm just walking, and I'm carrying a dead hooker, okay? And you see me with this dead hooker, I walk right into a cranberry juice facility, all right? Don't try to say, what's up? Don't ask me what I'm doing. It's none of your damn business! Alright? None of your damn business. It's my dead hooker, and I found the cranberry juice facility first. It's none of your damn business. Okay? If the guy next to you smells like broccoli, and you want to know why, just ask him, because that's pretty weird. What the hell? Why does somebody smell like broccoli? You know what I'm saying? Oh, Jay, do you remember that movie we just saw?
Which one?
What did we just see?
District 9?
None of your damn business! None of your damn business.
It is if you ask me.
None of your damn business, okay? If you see me, okay, and I'm in a restaurant, all right? You know, something fancy, okay? Like a Taco Bell, all right? And, you know, I got a little crunch on my face, okay? And you come over, and you're like, hey, you got some crunch on your face? It's none of your damn business! All right? Whether I got crunch, or I got no crunch on my damn face, it's none of your damn business. Stupid. All right? I hope I've made this point abundantly clear. That if you come up to me and I don't say anything, that doesn't mean you can. Because it's none of your damn business. Next week, I'll teach you how to bury a body that could still possibly be alive. I'm done. I am done!
You know, I had a Mad Mike moment at the desk.
Did you really?
And you were like, you were there and you were stunned.
What when
the woman came up and she had the Players Club card.
Oh, yeah.
And she hands it to me and she goes, what happens when I swipe this? I go, a unicorn gets its wings. What'd she say? Don't be a dumbass.
So don't be a jackass.
Yeah, jackass. Her husband's like, he's just trying to have some fun.
I know, right? That was great. Yeah, I was trying to get my own
but
book.
You looked at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I should have said that.
It's definitely, if you guys want to laugh, we've updated the website, and if you go to the bio on Mad Mike, you'll definitely enjoy what is written there.
Oh, yeah. You gotta read that. That is hilarious. The bio in the, about Mad Mike area in the RockingComedyShow.com website, it's pretty fucking stupid, but it's you might like it.
Yeah. Have you, I guess we should do some comments. We had some new comments come in.
Oh, yeah.
One of them I emailed Bobby.
Nice.
Bobby Slayton is pretty convinced he knows who that guy is.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. But we had a few new comments come in. They were pretty good. Remember, leave a comment. Tell us how old you are, where you're listening from. We're trying to figure it out for just other purposes. We went to dinner a while back with our good friend Glenn, who's gotten some great guests on the show.
Yeah,
he's
good
introduced
guy.
To Bonnie and Rich Natoli and mm-hmm. Randy Hansen, of course, who is Ozzy. And he's also trying to help us on our quest for Sirius. But
seriously,
when we were sitting at Smith and Lewinsky's in the distance, there was a couple
getting their drink on.
Getting their drink, they were eating and. We were in there for, you know, a few hours.
Several hours.
And
yeah.
We were laughing, just having a really good time. And she had finally approached us, and she wanted our takeout bag.
Can I have your bag?
Yeah. And we're like, I think if you just ask the server, they'll give you another. She proceeds to tell us that she collects these bags from all these restaurants she eats at wherever she travels. And she's made this wall collage. I don't even want to imagine what this wall looks like with all these bags on it. But she goes, oh, yeah, I kind of overheard your conversation. Overheard? We freaking heard you, like, leaning as fucking close to us as you could. But she said, oh, I overheard you guys, in show business. And we're like, well, we do a radio show. And mm-hmm. we gave her the information to check it out. And she goes to the website. And she leaves this comment. She leaves it as the bag collector.
That's how we immediately knew
right.
something was peculiar.
And speaking of that, not only is that shirt available at the Crazy J store, but the brand new Why'd I Drink All the Ingredients to Vomit shirt is now available. Nice. It's up there as well, too. Go to cafepress.com/crazyj13. Order it today.
Nice.
But a bag collector writes, hey, guys, I was the lady who asked for your bag at Smith & Lewinsky's. Funny show you have. Maybe me and my husband should have joined you guys for drinks. Yeah, if you're buying. Hope you get what you guys are reaching for. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Reaching for a reach around. Thank you very much. We hope we get what we're reaching for, too.
Right.
Which is pretty much everything on the top shelf, because I'm short as shit.
Katie Pines write, OMG. My friends will love this. I was looking for comedy videos on YouTube and found the one of Mike talking about a free night in jail. Checked out the radio show and have never heard anything like it.
That was a good how-to.
And not only was it a good how-to, but she, after doing some research, actually works for the Las Vegas Sun.
We aren't you.
Yeah. So maybe that'll
keep us
turn
in mind.
Something. Yes.
Do an article. We'd love it.
Kneepad Girl chiming in.
Kneepad Girl.
Kneepad Girl writes, hey guys, you rock. Keep up the good work. You will one day get to what you want as long as I am there. I know you will make it.
Yeah, she needs to be around. She's our focal point.
Yeah.
For one reason or another.
Pete Willington writes, Mike, I'm pretty sure you're gay.
Only 49%, pal. Listen to the show.
C. Smoot writes, you guys, singing was funny the last episode, yeah. number 81. It was entertaining.
It gets even worse this time. And I'm sorry.
St. Lucie. St. Lucie. I'm pretty sure this person is not from Port St. Lucie, but they do write, we're all fucked here. LOL, you guys got to go there.
Maybe they're not from there right now, but maybe they lived there before.
Maybe. Jacob Burton writes, I never liked you, Jay. Fuck off. And Mike, I don't like you just because you like Jay. Now piss off.
No problem. Right on it. We get right on that.
And I think the comment of the week goes to Mike P. once again. Against everything I said, you had Bobby Slayton on again. Thanks for reading my comments to him. I have seen your show, Bobby, not all the way through because it made me sick to watch an unfunny Jew.
Awesome.
So remember, if you have a comment about the show, just go and have fun and leave them. We don't care what they say.
Yeah, it's not like we have feelings or anything.
They're all going to be posted. They're all going to be read. So just go away. I'm not going to somebody's going to be on there and say something really cruel, and I'm not going to post it. It'll go up.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, if that's really how you feel, then fuck off. You know? But we'll read it.
But go to rockandcomedyshow.com, click on the age thing, click on tell us where you're from, and
read that new bio.
Leave a comment. The bios are up, and the page is looking really good.
If you really want to know about me.
It's coming along. And you can read the Twitter reports right there on rockandcomedyshow.com. If you haven't gone to just...
You've probably asked yourself.
Twitter by yourself.
Why doesn't Mike Twitter? Let me give you that answer.
He doesn't have anything to fucking say.
That's exactly it. I save it all for this show.
I can't
show.
Even get him to send out fucking bulletins about the show.
I'm just so, like, so lazy when it comes to this computer stuff.
Well, you gotta do it.
I know.
Anyway, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show coming up. We're going to take a few calls.
You must focus.
I must focus. And we'll be back right after this.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in the Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires wildfires are caused by humans, that means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knife!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship, starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Mistress Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her and all her woodland friends.
Oh, you die!
But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
Wildfires are one of the most powerful forces known to mankind.
This is terrible.
But 9 out of 10 are caused by humans and can be prevented.
Whatever are we going to do?
Each of us can make a real difference in the fight against wildfires. Do your part to protect our friends in the forest.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We'll all pitch in. You really think we can? If humans can do it, so can we.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
The epitome of classy. She's got fierce nipples and a tongue ring and a giant symbol tattoo that says I heart 69. She can quote Springer, Montel, or Janet Jones. She can track and kill a deer in record time. But she's not a dancer. She is a shot girl, so you better give her respect. She's putting herself through school, and in just 3 short months she'll graduate with honors from Darcy's Nail Tech. They're in Taylor.
I love my white trash girlfriend. She loves my Rockford Fosse Camaro.
Rockin' Comedy Show, and joining us online right now, guy that I've played on the show on and off with songs like, You Suck and The History of the Phone, it's J. Chris Newberg. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, Jason?
What is happening is we're doing a fun show, and we like your music.
Well, I appreciate the likage of the music.
And how long have you been doing this, sir?
How long have you been doing music?
Yes. Music and comedy, the whole thing.
A long time, like 10 years at least.
Yeah, and how did, what were your influences?
Tom Waits is an influence. Evan Dando from the Lemonheads, Elvis Costello, Joe Mitri. Like, pop music influences more so than comedy people, because, like, as far as musical comedy, I mean, you know, Weird Al's pretty good, but, like, you know, he's super rich. But there's no real true pioneers of musical comedy unless it's, like, people who are, like, clever pop musicians, like, you know, Tom Waits or Elvis Costello.
Correct.
Rockin' Comedy Show with Crazy J and Mad Mike. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Say hello to my co-host there.
Is there a caller?
Chris, this is Mad Mike.
Hello, caller.
I'm so confused right now.
You're on the air.
Yeah, he does that. He likes to do that to a lot of people. Try working with him.
I just got here.
So, where do you play all around? Do you stick to California? Do you stick to where do you play around?
What's your opinion on Cheez-Its?
My opinion on Cheez-Its are they're nowhere near as cool as actual Wildfires, but they're solid, and I travel all over the place.
Nice.
Good way to sum it all up into like one phrase, you know.
You have a couple of albums out, but you have some new songs too that you've just actually sent into the show.
Yeah, there's a new Judd Apatow spook movie coming out in like a couple weeks. It's called The 40-Year-Old Virgin Knocked Up Sarah Marshall, and I did like four songs for it, and I sent you two of them.
Nice. That's an awesome idea for a film.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's gonna be like a scary movie or one of those things, but I mean, Fox Searchlight picked it up, and I'm excited about it.
Cool. That's awesome. Now, do you get airplay on shows like Dr. Demento and places like that?
I think I have received airplay on Dr. Demento once, but I can't, you know. I mean, I met him in Hermosa, and I gave him my tape, and he said he'd play it. So, you know, I think maybe. I have no idea, though. Just shut up, like, my stuff, like, Shut Up Song gets a lot of play, and sort of just your phone number. But, like, you know, who knows? I'm just happy if anybody digs it.
Yeah, I think your stuff's pretty talented, actually.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you. Thank you, Cheez-It Man.
You're welcome.
are you guys in Nevada?
Yeah, we're in Las Vegas.
Where are you?
Nice.
Yeah, it's you know, we're beating the heat. You guys are beating the heat, too, with the wildfires, right?
Yeah, it's still pretty hot here, though.
Oh, the wild. So you live in where? Spain?
I'm sorry?
You live in Spain?
Yeah, in Spain.
Oh.
I'm coming to you live in Spanish.
I was saying, because I thought your dialect was different than ours.
Well, I have this sort of like the Canadian Spain thing going on. It's like Spanadian.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, you guys have really good waffles.
We do. We do have waffles. And, you know, they're sensational, and I appreciate you recognizing that.
Absolutely.
Most people know us for our rights.
Would you ever make a song called I Was Punched in the Vagina?
Would I make another song called I Was Punched in the Vagina?
Yeah. Oh, you already have one? Then, yeah, it could be like part two. Part do, right? Because
yeah,
you're Spanish.
I'm like a jukebox. It's like a magical jukebox of requests. Like, whatever you want to hear, that's what I'll come up with.
That's awesome.
Have you ever offended anybody with any of your songs?
Ever offended anybody? I'm sure.
That's when you know it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
if it's not offensive, it's not funny.
Well, you know, that's, you know, I guess so. You know, what do? You know, sometimes you offend people, sometimes you don't. I mean, I think I'm more, I don't know, I don't take myself seriously at all. I'm, you know, just like anybody else who's in this business. You're lucky if people laugh and if you work and you get paid, but it's like there's not one part of me that's like, what's up? There's supposed to be 600 people here tonight. How come there's not? Well,
right.
I've never met that guy.
Right. Now you have a Facebook, you have a MySpace, you have a regular website?
Yep, it's jchrisneberg.com. My Twitter is jchrisn, Facebook, MySpace.
Oh, you Twitter as well?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's starting to catch on all over the place.
It is indeed.
Do you just make shit up when you Twitter, or are you actually, you know, informative, like telling people that you're eating a ham and cheese sandwich?
No, I don't do that. I just kind of...
Dude, they don't have ham and cheese in Spain.
In Spain. Twitter's new in Spain. mostly just use it as like a notebook, and I just mostly just write jokes. And then after like 2 or 3 days, I'll just back it up and write them all down.
That's good. I mean, that's a good tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like the ones that get really good responses, I'll keep, and the other ones that don't, I won't.
Do you play around town with people like Grant from the Throwing Toasters and Chris Valenti and those type of people?
Both of them.
Yeah.
And
I think we lost you. Tech connection in Spain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you sound like Roboto.
We have a robot. Yeah, we missed out on that part of.
No, I mean, I've Grant plays it. He does. I met him once at the Frogs. What's it called?
Senior Frogs.
The Ice House.
Oh, the Ice House.
Yeah, I met him at the Ice House. Nice guy. I can get a cold. And then Chris is a good guy. Did it once, and so.
Awesome. Yeah, both of those guys have been featured on the show over the years. We just want to thank you for calling in. We're gonna play your two new songs.
Yeah.
And good luck with that on the soundtrack of the movie coming out.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad that you guys took my phone call. And good luck with your show.
All right, man. Bye.
Take care.
Get up, 'cause I've been up for hours. Forecast, I'm covered with morning showers. I bet today I'm gonna know her. Then again, I am thinking with a boner. Morning. I wake with this erection. My life completes the day I meet her. P.S. I hope she likes action figures.
Smiles, I find Shane McGowan comes to mind. you with my fucking baby.
Then the doctor calls me in. Mr. Lynch, she has a twin. Damn, that's a good looking baby. One for two on the good looking baby. I almost start to weep. Now this one we can keep, 'cause that was an ugly ass. Damn, that's an ugly baby.
Come on everybody, sing along.
Damn, that's an ugly baby.
Sing, fuckers, come on.
Damn, that's an ugly baby.
Woo!
Damn, that's an ugly baby. She's got one good tooth and one ear and one eye, and thank God just one nose, but it's on her left thigh. Now, doctor, I'm asking you guy to guy, would a really, really, really late-term abortion still fly? Oh, no!
My baby!
Not me! I don't want no ugly baby. I said, damn, that's an ugly baby.
Thank you! Good night!
Drunk girl, getting up and falling down. It's cool, all of her friends around. Drunk girl, drunk girl. Drunk girl, oh my god, embarrassing. No way, this is not happening. Drunk girl, drunk girl. Drunk girl, the time is now to say dumb stuff super loud. Drunk girl!
Oh my god, you guys look amazing!
Drunk girl!
Like beer!
Drunk girl!
This is like the best party ever!
Drunk girl, eat a lot and go to bed. Drunk text, new and exciting friends. Drunk girl, drunk girl. Drunk girl, making out with everyone. No way, I am not a lesbian. Drunk girl, drunk girl. Drunk girl, the time is now to say dumb stuff super loud. Drunk girl!
Who wants to see me dance on the table?
Drunk girl!
And then I kick her ass.
Drunk girl!
Don't look at me.
Can't believe the things I did. Why wait, let's do it all again. Drunk girl, drunk girl. Drunk girl.
Bye.
I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Coming up by request today on the phone from your friend, Brian. What's his name?
Michael.
Michael? Brian. Oh, we were talking about Brian.
Who was? Brian Vickers? What?
What? What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing? Oh, we're talking about, Creepy Guy. Brian Creepy Guy.
No, not Brian Creepy Guy. I was talking about your friend that called in, Michael, from Phoenix.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
He wanted a,
Stephen.
He wanted a Crazy 8.
That's right.
So we're going to do a Crazy 8 countdown.
Crazy 8.
It's been a few weeks.
Crazy 8, Crazy 8.
It's been a few weeks, so we're going to do it.
Cool.
But, right now, we've got the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
I thought you might like that one.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, why not start the story off with our friends from Port St. Lucie? Not only do I think that place needs to be watched, I love that.
No, because they can be watched. Because we care.
Because I can rely on them. I know that if I need a news story,
they'll pull through.
Yeah, something's happened. It's going to be in Port St. Lucie. We're going to get things. And not only is it about Port St. Lucie, but it's about old lesbians
in Port St. Lucie.
In Port St. Lucie, a 62-year-old woman faces a felony charge.
Oh, my God. Felony!
We didn't do the drinking game today. We should have. Yeah. There's quite a few stories that actually has that going on. Anyway, we're going to get things started with a 62-year-old woman who faces a felony charge after allegedly hurling wine bottles at her girlfriend.
I hate men.
Of 35 years after an argument. That's right. Yeah.
Howdy, domestic partner.
The girlfriend, whose blood alcohol content was more than twice the legal limit, also was arrested. She faces a DUI charge after trying to leave the scene of the crime.
And how old was the other?
Lady, what is wrong with you?
it hasn't been revealed yet. The victim told police she hadn't been drinking
much.
The victim told police she'd been drinking and that her lover of 35 years, Janice Sue Linney, 62, grew tired of it. So, the 62-year-old's the one that threw the bottle. Threw it at her lover of 35 years, Janice Sue Linney.
So I know that the lover's at least 35 years old.
But she's grew tired of it. The victim said they argued earlier and she'd returned home to make up, you know.
Sexual fulfillment is every woman's God-given right. And by golly, I'm going to grab it.
Linny got angry and threw wine bottles at the victim while she tried to leave. The victim, Laura June Sparks, 59.
There we go.
Was arrested on a DUI charge as she was leaving Sparks and had a blood alcohol content more than twice her legal limit. Linny told police she was tired of Sparks drinking. She also admitted to police that she threw two bottles at Sparks as she tried to leave the house.
Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but you're a total bitch.
Sparks told police she was an alcoholic and had two glasses of wine. Investigators found broken bottles on the home's floor in the front of the door.
On the homo's floor?
The home's floor.
Both would have worked.
Yeah, but you don't call lesbians homos.
They are homos.
Arrested, Linny faces a felony aggravated assault charge.
Oh, that was a couple of shots right there.
Yeah, we had a couple in there for sure. State police are investigating the claims of a Hempfield Township woman who said she was... I think this is a woman we met the other night at Smith & Lewinsky's. Not the bag lady, but the one that was talking about, don't leave me drink because somebody's going to put something in it.
He's crazy.
Wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Don't put drugs in your drink.
I hope they put something in your drink to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you're a buzzkill.
Yeah, total buzzkill.
Anyway, state police are investigating the claims of a hemp-filled township woman who said she was drugged and raped by two men after meeting one of them on the internet.
God bless the internet.
State police in Greensburg have not charged the suspects and are not releasing their names, but are seeking more information about the incident, which happened on August 27th in the woman's home about 30 miles east of Pittsburgh. The 51-year-old woman told police that she had emailed...
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
that she emailed one of the men after meeting him on a website called Tagged and agreed to let him visit.
Weird.
The man brought along a friend, and they all drank beer and hard liquor.
It's got booze. It's got girls. Booze and girls equals... I don't know. Do you... I don't know, do you? I think you do. Do you?
the woman woke up sore, sick, disoriented, and was like, wow, it's like going on a date with Matt Mike.
Yeah!
The woman woke up sore, sick, disoriented, and was like, was I scamming? With some of her clothes on backwards and believed she was assaulted after a drug was put in her drink.
I'm feeling a little, anxious, if you know what I mean.
And that woman, Smith and Lewinsky, she was pretty adamant about,
Dude,
you know, you're putting something in somebody's freaking drink.
She had definitely had experience, I think.
Yeah, she was definitely a mill.
You know, yeah, dude, for a chick with gray hair, she's pretty hot.
In Cincinnati, Ohio, prepare yourself for this one, folks. It's freaking gross.
The doozy.
A trial in Hamilton County, Judge Ethan Cooper's courtroom came to a screeching halt after a bizarre action from the defendant.
Now open your mouth, shut your eyes, and I will give you a big surprise.
James Orr is on trial for aggravated robbery and kidnapping. He told his lawyer he was hungry. What did he do about it? Well...
gag.
It was so fucking gross. But when he couldn't get anything to eat or emptied his colostomy bag onto the courtroom table and ate some of the contents.
I think I shall now be sick.
Yeah. He was...
No, sir. Didn't like it.
He was removed from the courtroom and Judge Cooper ordered a washdown of the table. Prosecutors say Orr's been trying to convince the court that he's, mentally incompetent.
Are you mad?
That's one way to fucking prove it.
Yeah. That's a pretty big step.
Yeah.
No, sir, I didn't like it.
Well, Mike, a long time ago, taught you how to get a free night in jail.
That's right, I did.
You know, and it was a pretty successful tip.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know how you can avoid being arrested? You just get naked.
Oh.
Yeah. No kidding. Somerville police said a Somerville man had an interesting idea for trying to avoid arrest last week. He got naked.
Naked!
That's right. David Kotowoski had been loudly fighting with his girlfriend and banging on his landlord's door when cops responded to his home. The second time that day was around 10:30 p.m. The girlfriend reported that Kotowoski refused to stop arguing with her and wouldn't stay inside the apartment. At that time, officers allegedly found, there it is again, they found it. If it was reported...
They found it.
It was found.
What is this allegedly?
I don't know. That just aggravates me to death. All these stories. She allegedly poked her in the face.
Yeah.
No, she poked her in the face.
She allegedly was drop kicked in the genitals.
Maybe they have to say that because they haven't been to court to formally be charged. But,
yeah, maybe.
You know, at that time, they found a third floor glass window shattered and found the 39-year-old Kotowoski stumbling down the stairs. I'm not going back inside, he screamed as he reportedly wiped his bloody left elbow against the wall in the common stairway area of the three-family home. Kotowoski then ran down the stairs towards the police, repeatedly demanding the name of the 911 caller and constantly spitting in every direction.
I may sound like a lunatic, but I'm not crazy.
Somerville police arrested him. That's when Kotowoski decided his best way out of handcuffs would be to remove his pants.
This is very important. Open my pants.
Police said Kotowoski was combative when they handcuffed him, dragged his feet down the stairs, stepping on the cuffs of his jeans until his pants hung from his left leg. As Somerville officers escorted him into the police van, Kotowoski allegedly kicked, screamed, and spat as he tried to wiggle free of his handcuffs. As Katawaski finished taking off his jeans, a small bottle of Old Thompson whiskey fell onto the pavement.
Of course. Ay-ay-ay.
Yeah.
I'm nude!
Ah! He screamed, I'm naked. You can't take me like this. I'm going to talk to Judge Flynn. Katawaski allegedly screamed as police officers loaded him into the van. It's unclear to which judge he was referring, but Judge Maurice Flynn sits on the bench for Somerville District Court. Police said Katawaski had been arguing with his girlfriend when he put his elbow through a window in the main bedroom, breaking the glass and the window screen. His girlfriend reported, however, that he didn't harm her. Katawaski faces charges of resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and defacing property.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing, and I know these terrible allegations will all be proven false.
This isn't his first arrest for being drunk and disorderly. Last September, Katawaski was arrested for disorderly conduct for allegedly screaming while drunk outside Mama Gina's restaurant at 19 Union Square and at the intersection of Warren and Sanborn Avenue.
You know, we've talked about people. Some people are just not born to drink. You know?
Right.
We know a few of them.
They just can't do it.
No.
One man popped a pill right at the drugstore. A mistake he can think about while in jail. In Bradenton, Florida, a man who took Viagra and drove is under arrest. Why? Because this woman didn't listen to your how-to on how to just mind your fucking business.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe. Here's what happened.
Damn business.
Pay attention, Mike. This is what happened. The Manatee County Sheriff's Office says Douglas Benkart, 49, was arrested after a mom with two children in her Dodge truck driving next to him said she saw him exposed and was masturbating.
Isn't it a crime in giving yourself over to pleasure?
She phoned 911. Now, this is what pisses me off. Not only did she see it, I'm sure the kids didn't have any idea what he was doing in there.
Yeah.
But,
playing with the
monkey. Not only did she call 911, she got his tag number and followed him until deputies could stop him.
That's
fucking
ridiculous.
Nosy bitch.
Dude, yeah, seriously.
Sir, you have nothing better to do? Like,
than follow a masturbator.
Obviously, obviously she was turned on.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to be. Oh, look at that. I want to get another look. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Banker told the deputy he was only adjusting himself, the sheriff's office said, and considered and had a consent to search his car. There, inside, they found a pill bottle containing the Viagra.
You blew it, boy! You really blew it!
He was trying to.
Douglas, in more ways than one. Douglas stated that he had just picked up the Viagra from the pharmacy and had taken half of the 100 milligram pill, the sheriff's office said. He was charged with lewd and lavish behavior.
So, do I still have to go to jail?
And was taken to the county jail. So there's your answer, Quagmire. Part of me, when I do this story, I want to applaud this guy because we've all wanted to do this, and he did it. It's wrong. It's wrong. You shouldn't do it.
It's wrong.
But we've all wanted to do it.
If you don't do it to this gender.
Yeah.
You know?
Police say a 61... This goes back to me saying old people are losing their fucking mind. Be old. Retire. Relax.
Are you kidding?
And just live out the rest of your life.
I can't wait till I'm old and crazy.
Just relax. It's like these people on vacation that come to Vegas and they're cranky sons of bitches.
Yeah, I know.
You're on vacation, all right?
Calm the fuck down.
All right? There's music in a pool, all right? It's a pool party. Relax.
At the Copa.
You don't want that kind of entertainment? Get a room in Laughlin.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? Seriously?
If you want nothing
Vegas
at all.
Vegas is a party city, all right? It's parties. It's nonstop party, 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 party.
Laughlin is where you go to die.
Right. Now that we've established that, a 61-year-old man...
who was not a Jew.
Boy, none of you are a Jew. Please say a 61...
Allegedly not a Jew.
Please say a 61... I immediately knew something was peculiar when I saw his picture. Police say a 61-year-old man annoyed with a crying 2-year-old girl at a Atlanta Walmart slapped that child several times after warning the toddler's mother to keep her quiet.
Now, everybody keep it down while I whack the crap out of this thing.
A police report says after the stranger hit the girl at least 4 times, he said,
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
He said, see, I told you I would shut her up. Roger Stevens of Stone Mountain is charged with felony cruelty to children. Anybody at home, just follow along. Take a shot every time you hear felony.
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah, so he's charged with a felony cruelty to children. It was unclear if he had an attorney and a telephone call to his home because it was unanswered. Okay, well, if you called it...
It was unclear.
It was unclear.
Because it was unanswered.
That's a good way to report that story. They don't even put the reporter's name. Authorities say the girl and her mother were shopping when the toddler began crying. The police report said Stevens approached the mother and said, if you don't shut that baby up, I will shut her up for you.
What the hell is that shit?
Authorities say Stevens then grabbed the 2-year-old and slapped her. The child began screaming and Stevens was arrested. Police say an examination showed the girl's face was slightly red.
Oh. See, like, you can slap a kid, just not a girl. You know, you slap a boy. You know, because they'll slap back.
It's,
you know,
2 years old. You don't slap a 2-year-old. But I mean, can you imagine? He just walks up and just freaking.
And he kind of looks like Spock. That's the funniest thing, too. He does. He looks like a really. He's like the evil Mr. Rogers.
People not only losing their mind this week, losing their clothes. Another story about nakedness.
Speaking of
this,
that,
this story has a whole weird twist.
Just look behind you.
I don't want to look. I know what's going on over there. Police were called to Mountain View Drive earlier this week to investigate reports of an intoxicated man, or men, sorry, who were urinating on cars.
It's a brain.
If you want to be a party animal, you have to learn to live in the jungle.
While officers were en route, the men allegedly got undressed. That's right.
Oh, Roger! We're not alone.
We are not alone. So anyway, they got undressed, you know, and
you don't have to be naked for this.
But I don't have to not be naked for it either.
Yeah. Go with Brian on that one. You don't really need to be naked. But witnesses said one was completely naked, one wasn't wearing any pants, and they couldn't see the third man because the other two were on top of him, they said.
Oh, my God.
The witnesses said they heard somebody yell, "Return of the Jedi!" Well, the three were naked and entwined.
Congratulations! You are bags!
When officers arrived, they found three men, a 29-year-old and two 23-year-olds, on a porch. All appeared to be drunk. They were surrounded by empty alcohol bottles, according to the police report. All denied they had been involved in the incident. Ah, we're dressed now. You can't prove nothing.
Dang it.
And if the stories can't get any weirder than that. Yes, here at the Not in the News newsroom. Say that while you're drunk.
Not in the news.
Not in the newsroom.
Not in the newsroom. This is not in the news.
You know, the thing of it is I've reported a lot of wacky stories throughout the years, but nothing, my friends, is as bad as Ragnar Bengtsson. He's Swedish. For all my Swedish listeners out there, I want to hear from you next week.
I know, right?
Swedish father Ragnar Bengtsson, whatever.
Bengtsson? Bengtsson?
Bengtsson.
Bengtsson.
What the fuck is Tussin?
Yeah.
He's so mad at you.
Ragnar Bengtsson.
He's 26 and has entered into an experiment.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
That he hopes will help him. Wait for it, Mike.
Okay.
He's doing some experimenting that he hopes will help him breastfeed his future children.
What are you talking about?
Yep.
That's gross.
The Stockholm family man began stimulating his breast with a pump in a bid to produce milk.
Oh my.
What planet is this guy from?
Anything that doesn't do any harm is worth trying out. And if it works, it could prove very important for men's ability to get much closer to their children at an early age.
That's so fucking gross.
Ragnar is preparing to pump his breast at 3-hour intervals every day until the beginning of December.
What kind of shit is this?
As a full-time economics student at Stockholm University, he's not always going to be in a position to pump in private. I'm going to have to pull out the pump during lectures, but really it doesn't bother me. If it makes people uncomfortable, if they have issues with it, well, it's their problem. Yeah.
That is so fucking weird, man.
It just doesn't make any fucking sense.
The only person I can think that could probably do this a guy is Bob from Fight Club.
Male lactation is a relatively common side effect of hormone treatments, but Ragnar has no plans to chemically induce the process.
You use narcotics?
Oh, that's good.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, seriously.
If it works and the milk turns out to have a high nutritional value, it could be a real breakthrough.
So, but what if it works and it doesn't have a high nutritional value? This guy is stuck secreting.
He has a two-year-old son already who is in no way involved in the experiment. But the Stockholm dad doesn't rule out breastfeeding for any future kids. Not everybody has acclaimed his quest for father's milk, however. That's just gross. You could just bottle it.
Total crapola. Yes. This is a complete and utter disaster.
I think so. I'd like a cold glass of father's milk, please. There have been a lot of strong reactions. Some people think it's completely sick. Yeah, it is.
And completely tasty.
Yeah. Freaking gross. Sick.
That's disgusting.
Exactly. Oh, right. Continuing along, 29-year-old Bridgeport woman has a court date to face charges stemming from her arrest on Saturday, her other arrest on Saturday, and her third arrest on Saturday.
Some guys just shouldn't get out of bed.
That's right. Police charged Letizia Martinez with assault after an altercation with a manager at the hair salon where she worked. She was arrested again later that Saturday and charged with coming back to the salon and stealing more than $900 in supplies and some customer information.
It definitely says bitch to me.
Police also stopped her car Saturday on Madison Avenue and had charged her with driving without insurance and failure to have a front license plate.
Wow. You aren't exactly the sort of a person you pretend to be, are you?
She was released after posting an $11,000 bond and is due in court later this month. It is not clear if she has an attorney, and there was no listing for her in Bridgeport.
Damn, dude.
You know, a lot of people will do anything for pot. A guy walked up to the desk today, the Monte Carlo, had a shirt that says, "Forget the milk, got pot." Yeah. Obviously, doesn't have a problem hiding it. Authorities in Frederick County, Maryland, says a 52-year-old man was arrested after he allegedly tried to pay for gas with marijuana instead of cash.
No, sir, it's no mistake. Marijuana.
Frederick County Sheriff's deputies say it happened at the Classic Fuel store. They say the 52-year-old James T. Hart of Frederick offered the store clerk marijuana in lieu of cash to pay for his gas.
The mind is a powerful thing.
Think of the 99% you don't use.
The store employee refused and immediately called deputies to investigate. When they arrived, authorities found what they believed to be cocaine, marijuana, and oxycodone in his possession.
What kind of a person are you?
And it is our final story of the week. And Mike, can it be weird, wacky, and wonderful?
I hope so.
It is, because it's our last story.
Woo-hoo!
A Kennewick man who apparently wasn't wearing any pants.
Well, he's wearing pants now.
Or is he?
Or is he?
Has been accused.
People know pants.
I know.
Was he accused of being a Jedi?
No, but he was being accused of harassing a neighbor's horse.
Oh.
Well, you know what they say. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't get over how big its genitals are. Or something like that.
Oh,
the Tri-City Herald reports the horse's owner spotted a bald man without any pants chasing the horse about 3:30 in the morning.
Chasing it. Come back here.
Benton County Sheriff's deputies identified 26-year-old Brandon R. Henkel, who lives next door, as a suspect, as he was jailed for investigation of trespassing.
Yeah.
Right. Glad to meet you, kid. You're a real horse's ass.
Deputies also had been called to the home near Finley when the owner saw the same bald man scaring the horse enough to break through an electrical and barbed wire fence. He was wearing a black t-shirt and blue shorts at the time.
It's official. I am a horse's ass.
You are. And on that note...
That's so fucking weird.
Well, it's been thrilling. Now, if you'll excuse me.
That is not in the news news.
Yay! Yay!
Coming up, we've got the Crazy 8 Countdown. That's right, we're going to count down some of the top wackiest songs that I have played throughout the years on this show. We're going to count them down 8 to 1.
And then we'll Narfle the Garthok.
What?
We're not?
I don't even know what you said.
Narfle the Garthok?
I don't even know what that
means. The Coneheads did it. Why can't we? You know?
And coming up next week on the show, Michael Johns is going to be here from Hypnosis Unleashed. You're not going to want to miss it.
And the Hamburglar.
No, she's not going to be here. Oh. She's still in Idaho.
Okay.
But Michael Johns will be here. If you guys want to be hypnotized, seriously, just contact the show. Why did you make me look? I told you I didn't want to look over there. I knew what was going on. If you guys want to be hypnotized by Michael Johns, please just contact the show and let us know, and we'll be more than glad to have you come down. Live in Las Vegas, because we're not flying your ass down here. So just make sure you're local and you want to have some fun, then hit us up.
In the meantime, I think I'm going to go make some wiener juice.
That's so gross.
I got to pee. What? It's my new word. Cool.
And, you know, coming up next week, Michael Johns, you're not going to want to miss it. And we'll be...
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree... Yes, it's that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
First, there was the Lost Generation. Then came the Greatest Generation. Followed by the Silent Generation, the Me Generation, and Generation X. Now comes the overscheduled, overprotected, hyper-parented generation. Three out of four of whom are riding in car seats that aren't being used correctly. The latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Just clip it to the anchors, attach the top tether, and pull the straps tight. To find out more, visit safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. It's the next generation of child safety for the next generation. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair, there's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to what? This is Paul Sperazza. What? This is Paul Sperazza, and you're listening to the what? I wanna rock, I wanna rock. This is the Rockin' Comedy Show.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, baby! Yeah! If you want to email me, it's crazyj, I don't know what that was, it's crazyj@comic.com. You can find me on MySpace, it's myspace.com/crazyj13. I have Facebook, I have Twitter, we have a website, it's rockincomedyshow.com. You know, throughout the show, I've been telling you that Kiki Melendez is supposed to call in. She's in Vegas. Maybe, you know, she's driving around and decided to find the 44th floor of the Kroger condiment tequila plant. I'm not quite sure, but I've been trying to call her. I've had other people calling her, and we don't know where she's at. Kiki, you're supposed to call in and talk to us about your show that you're doing on the 13th at the Palms, which is, you know, it's supposed to be really funny show called The Hot Tamales, and she was going to give tickets to give away and everything, but she won't answer her phone. Kiki, this is for you. We'll be right back. not quite sure where Kiki Melendez is. She was supposed to call in, but she's decided she's not going to answer her phone. Anyway, so, you know, Kiki, if you're out there, give us a call. Let us know you're okay. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm not quite sure where Mad Mike is. I think maybe he thought the show was over. I'm not quite sure, but we're doing something we haven't done in a long time, friends. The Crazy Eight.
He's not the average common two. He's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son. He's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay. He's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy Eight. Crazy Eight.
Yeah, something we haven't done in a long time. Counting down eight funny songs, eight very funny songs, and we have the time on this show to do it. Michael from Phoenix really wanted us to do it. He misses this segment, so we're going to do it. We're going to start with song number eight. Here's Weird Al.
Chevy Malibu with automatic drive, a custom paint job too. I'll trade you for my old wheelbarrow and a slightly used sombrero, and I'll even throw in a stapler if you shared a quick glance Saturday at the mall. I never took a chance, never approached you at all. You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection. Barista at the Coffee Bean on San Vicente Boulevard. I know there were 20 people behind me in line, but I was on a cell phone call with my mother. Didn't you see me hold up my index finger? That means I'll order my soy decaf hazelnut latte in just a couple minutes. So what's with the attitude, lady? No tip for you.
Got a trash can of styrofoam peanuts. You can have them for free. You can drop by on the weekend and pick them up from me. But the trash can ain't part of the deal. Only giving you the peanuts. Get real, don't have no hefty bag. So bring your own. Don't bug me with questions on the phone. Don't ask for help. Don't waste my time. And don't complain, cause they won't cost you a dime. Just ask yourself, do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have my styrofoam peanuts. Do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have them all. They're on Craigslist!
Weird Al Yankovic from an EP simply titled Internet Leaks. That's right. And it is available in stores. It's available online. So check it out. Go to WeirdAl.com. He's also got the Essentials album. Have you heard about that? Yeah, some great stuff. Double disc. Weird Al Yankovic, the Essentials album. Yeah, not going to want to miss it. Pick it up for all you diehard fans out there. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are counting down the top 8 songs on the Crazy 8. Number 8 was Craigslist by Weird Al. Let's continue, shall we?
Crazy J can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but Sonic Heaven. On the Crazy 8 countdown, this is number 7.
Got married back in 1993. People said you had a rocky past. It never mattered to me. You say I'm the only one, but there's pictures on our wall of you and your ex-boyfriend kissing at the mall. If I'm the only one you ever loved, how come you still talk to him? I'm the only one you ever loved. How come our baby looks just like Tim? Just asking questions. I don't mean to pry. You got all the answers. So baby, just tell me why. If I'm the only one you ever loved, whose underwear are these? If I'm the only one you ever loved, how come you got so many Mardi Gras beads? You say that I'm the only one you love. You didn't come home the other night. Said you had to work late. I came by your office with some cookies I baked. I walked in and I saw him and his hands were in your hand. Both your feet were pointed in the air. I'm the only one you ever loved. How come your boss is all over you? I'm the only one you ever loved. How come his pants are down around his shoes? Just asking questions. I don't mean to pry. You got all the answers. So baby, just tell me why. I just need an explanation. so I can understand why when I came home last night there was a naked man running across our land with his clothes in his hand. He ran. If I'm the only one you ever loved, how come your name's on the bathroom wall? If I'm the only one you ever loved, how come it says for a good time call? You say that I'm the only one you love, but you spent the night on 50 cents tour bus. How am I the only one you ever loved?
From the album El Nino Loco, that's Rodney Garrington, who is currently on tour and be coming back into a city in your area. He's coming back to Vegas, so he'll probably be coming to your town again. You can check out RodneyCarrington.com for tour dates and more. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, where you can check us out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, listen to past shows, leave comments, watch funny videos, and much, much more. Latest jib-jab video I did features a dance with me and Bonnie Mazzell. Coming up on the next Rockin' Comedy Show, we have got Michael Johns, who's going to be here. He is the star of the show Hypnosis Unleashed at the Tropicana here in Las Vegas. So we're definitely looking forward to that. Remember, we take calls on this program. That's right, we take calls. Every Sunday night, we start them about 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The number is 702-979-9606. That's 979-9606 in the 702 area code. MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, you can find us there and have a good time with us if you become our friend. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. We're doing the countdown, the Crazy 8 countdown. It's literally been, I believe, 2.5 months since we've done this, and Michael out there in Arizona wanted to, start it up again. He said he loves it, so we're doing it. We're counting them down. Number 8, where are we at now?
If I was at number... Okay, here we go. Last time. If I was at number 7...
If I was at number 7...
I would be the number 6...
I would be...
Oh my, it's been so long since I've played the discs, I think I've queued it up wrong. Let's try it again, shall we?
If I was at number 7...
If I was at number 7...
I would be the number 6...
I would be the number 6...
And if I was the number 7...
If I was the number 7...
I would not be the number 6...
I would not be the number 6...
If I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be the number 4.
If I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be 3 cause I'd be more.
And if I was a number 7, I'd be 6.
Yeah. Oh, a lot more singing going on in this show than there ever used to be. I don't know why that is. What was that? I don't know. Medication? Possibly. Possibly. We're doing the Crazy 8 countdown, and we are bringing it down one by one. And we are here at number 6 on our countdown. And picked this one because of the Monty Python songs that we played at the start of the show. They're just fun, fun songs. Here's Monty Python at number 6.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance at the end.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Records available in the foyer. So much more to live as well, you know. Alright, it's a lot. It's a bloody hot day. Charging metal in these feelings.
You can never go wrong with Monty Python. Always look on the bright side of life. Always. It's good advice. Coming in at number 6 on our Crazy 8 countdown, always look on the bright side of life, Monty Python. Number 7, Rodney Carrington with If I'm the Only One. And number 8 was Craigslist by Weird Al Yankovic. Number 5, I think, is going to surprise you all, and we'll have it for you coming up next, right here on the Rocking Comedy Show.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
License and registration.
But I'm walking.
Do you want to upset an officer of the law?
No, sir.
Good.
I pulled you over today for littering.
I didn't litter.
Wow. That's what they all say. Unfortunately, I saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How did you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out, but between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep-a-rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Crazy 8 Countdown with Crazy Jay.
Right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. That's right, the Rockin' Comedy Show on the 44th floor of the Kroger Condom and Tequila Plant, ladies and gentlemen. You can email me, you can MySpace me, you can Twitter me, you can even Google me. That's right, it's Crazy Jay, Mad Mike, Rockin' Comedy Show. We're here, it's the Crazy 8, we're counting them down.
Hey, you! Get your hand out of your pants. It's time for song number 5.
Yeah, it is time for number 5. And this one might come to a surprise to many of you. Here it is.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow.
That's right, Sharon. Well, I don't know if all that's true. 'Cause you got me, baby, I got you.
Babe, I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent. Before it's earned, our money's all been spent.
Well, I guess that's so, we don't have a pot. But at least I'm sure of all the pot we got.
Babe.
I got you,
babe.
What is it?
I got you, babe.
I got flowers. In the spring.
Oh shit, they changed up the song.
And I got you. To wear my ring.
Hey, what kind of ring?
Oh, and when I'm sad, you're a clown.
Oh.
And if I get scared, your tacos around. So let them say your hair's too long. I don't care, with you I can't go wrong.
Oh, then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't ski.
Very well.
Babe!
Babe.
I got you, babe! Babe.
I got you, babe!
Here we go. I got you to... Whoops.
Let's come on here.
I got you to walk with me.
And I got you to talk with me when you alive.
I got you to hold my gland.
And I got you to understand.
I got you to kiss me on my private goodnight.
And I got you to hold me tight.
I got you and I won't pay you ho.
Wait a minute, that's not what we talked about in the deal.
Babe.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
There's another one in here somewhere, right?
I got you, babe.
Right.
Hey, there it is, coming in at number 5. Bonnie Mazel, Mad Mike live on the Rockin' Comedy Show, doing that one a couple weeks back. I got you, babe. Funny enough and suitable enough for the Crazy 8 Countdown to come on in at number 5. Yeah, number 5.
We're sliding around all over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number four. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number four.
Start in every high school play, blew every drama teacher away. Graduated first in my class at Juilliard. Took every acting workshop I could, and I dreamed of Hollywood. While I read my Uta Hagen and studied the bards. The force and paid my dues and got phenomenal rave reviews. I knew the world was gonna love me without a doubt. I was sure that Tarantino would be calling me on the phone and he'd leave a message shooting for Rolling Stone. But the years have come and gone, and I'm sorry to say that's not the way that it's all worked out. I'm a
gotta love Skipper Dan. It's just a great, great song. I am telling you, you're listening to the Rock and Comedy Show, and I'm telling you, continue to listen, because we're counting down. We're counting down the top. Well, now we've only got three songs left, and I don't know where Mad Mike is at. I have no idea. But let's recap real quick. Shall we? Number four was Skipper Dan by Weird Al Yankovic. Number five, I Got You, Babe, by Bonnie Mizell and Mad Mike, our very own Mad Mike. Number six, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life by Monty Python. Number seven on our countdown, Rodney Carrington, If I Was the Only One. And number 8, starting it off, Weird Al. Number 8, Craigslist. You're listening to the top 8 on the Crazy 8 of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm confused. It's been a long time since I've done this. I don't know what to say. But let's continue, shall we?
Yeah. I had a radio, I tell you what I do. I tune in Crazy J and I play for me and you. Crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J.
Yeah.
Gonna buy me a radio and tune in Crazy J. He's gonna play us number 3. I'm gonna buy me a radio and cruise on with number 3.
Crazy J, yeah.
Gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number 3.
Yeah, I felt like rocking out to that one. It's been a long time since I heard it. Let's continue, shall we? Number 3 on our countdown, it's Dino Mike!
Sitting on the couch, me and my baby, the passion seems to have gone from our lives. Till I saw the thing that always gets me going, in the reflection of your glassy eyes. I reach for your box, cause I know that inch is in it. I will soon find that round and luscious can. And just for a moment, I start to feel the moisture just before you slap away my hand. I know that it belongs to you, I don't think you understand. That the nectar of the gods is hidden just inside that can. I gladly wine and dine you just to get a piece of that. So I get down on my knees and I casually ask,
well, won't you Mountain Dew me, baby? Let me have what's in your box. But you know that I can't get enough of it until my heart explodes from all that pop.
I start to bite my lip, sweat is beating off me, your withholding is now taking its toll. So I punch you in the gut, hold down your hands and ankles, my last chance to get into your hole. Case of Mountain Dew, your goods are in certain peril. You see as you smash me in the crotch. That's okay because they say that I'm already sterile from indulging in that pop around the clock.
Baby, I don't mean no harm, but I can't control the urge. You know I need it more than Vault or even Jolton's Surge. Please don't call the cops, for I did not commit a crime. Remember, what's mine is yours, and in turn yours is mine. Oh, won't you Mountain Dew me, baby? Let me have what's in your box. But you know that I can't get enough of it until my heart explodes from all that pop.
You know I love it when you give it to me, even when it's flat and sticky and looks like pee. Baby, I don't mean to be obscene, but I love your liquid crack, if you know what I mean, yeah. To rot in prison for my crime of passion. My love is not recycled but disposed. I try curbing my addiction, all to no avail. I do coke but the bubbles itch my nose. Then my prayers are answered, swinging down my cell block. I see hairy men on either.
either side. Then they hold me down, showing me their six packs, my impotence impossible to hide. They know what I'm in for and they know I'm doing time. They tell me they do not approve of soda drinking crime. They drop the cans of Doom into a heavy burlap sack. They bend me over and the sack slaps against my back. Please don't mountain to me, baby. Please don't count me black and blue. You know that when I walk again, you know I may just mountain to you too. You know I may just mountain to you.
Oh yeah, Dino Mike. That's his latest about Mountain Dew. A simple addiction like Mountain Dew can create a song, a beautiful love song. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. It is time to get out of here, but we've got a couple more songs to go. You know what I'm talking about? We have a couple more, just a couple more songs, just a couple more. Oh, God, help me. Wow. All right, let's continue, shall we?
Come on, Jay, don't be blue. They want insanity, not the blues. Give a number two. Come on now with number two. Oh, you know just what to do. Give them now your number two.
Yeah, rockin' yeah. What could number two be? What could possibly be number two on this countdown? Well, it's Weird Al again.
Once not very long ago, I was who once not
come on. What's going on over here? Let's start this over. Here we go. Let's try this. It's number one. No, it's not number one. Ah! It's number two. It's Weird Al.
Once not very long ago, I was respected. I was popular. But now I hang my head in shame. Filled with such regret, a bad mistake I can't forget, and now I'll never be the same.
Ringtone.
Why did I buy this stupid
ringtone?
Everybody hates that ringtone. Number two on our countdown of the Crazy Eight. Ringtone by Weird Al. Available on internet leaks, online, or in stores. Check it out. WeirdAl.com. Yes, the medication's wearing off, and I don't know where Mad Mike is. He's probably making more wiener juice and eating a pickle. Oh, if you guys just walked in on that show and you like you've never heard the show before and you just heard wiener juice and eating a pickle, he might be like, I don't know if I'm gonna continue to listen to this show. It's filthy. Oh, what is that? What is that? What does that mean? We have number two. We have number two done. Oh, I guess it's time for number one.
Jay, let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number eight. Come on, Jay.
Give us number eight!
We're only one.
I want to have some fun.
Come on, Jay.
Give us number one. Number one! Yeah! Number one!
Number one!
Woo! Number one! Give us number one. Boom, boom. Yes, it's that time of the countdown. The time of the countdown where you're like, oh my God, what could it possibly be? Well, it's not the obvious. It's not Mike and I singing the Muppet theme. I was going to make it the number one song, but then I'm like, they're gonna figure it out because I played him and Barney singing together. So that can't be the number one song. So what could it be? Could it be another Weird Al song because it's new and they're popular? Could I play the Charles Nelson Reilly song? Possibly. Possibly could. I possibly, possibly could. But I didn't. Number two, if you missed it, was Ringtone by Weird Al. Number three was Mountain Dew by Dino Mike. Number four was Skipper Dan by Weird Al. Number five was I Got You, Babe by Bonnie Mazzell and Mad Mike. Why I'm talking like this, I have no idea. I've started the character now, and I can't get out of it. Number six in our countdown, Monty Python with Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Number seven on our countdown, Rodney Carrington, with a love song and a fun song. If I'm the only one. Number eight on our countdown, Weird Al Yankovic and Craigslist. I'm done. Here's number one, Stephen Lynch.
To write you a poem that stands the test of all time. A couplet, a quatrain, a ballad, an ode with meter and rhythm and rhyme. I wanted to speak of your virtue, sing praise to your stature and poise. I wanted to capture your beauty, the soul that's alive in your voice. I wanted to tell of your wisdom, how the courage within your heart soars. But all I can think of is how I'd be loving them big, big, big titties of yours. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how my heart sings. Oh, hallelujah. Like a kid on a trampoline, they swing like a 40s jazz band. They stand up like a rock solid alibi. They don't even fit in my hand. They curve like a pitch in the big leagues.
they burn with a passion so hot. And that is the reason I can't wait to squeeze on them big, big, big titties you've got. They swell like a wave in the sea. No matter what part of the room that I'm in, they're always looking at me. They're soft like the cheek of a baby. They're sweet like the honey of bees. I'll never ignore them. I'll even adore them someday when they're touching your knees. Oh,
Rockin' Comedy Show.
I'll tell you, little things make me freaking crazy. Little tiny things make me crazy. Because some people go, you know, you're not that crazy. You don't have to act crazy to be crazy. You don't. You don't have to act crazy to be crazy.
Some people think you have to act crazy, like eating your poop. You know, mentally insane. You could just sit around. You could just be quiet. You don't have to say a word to anybody. And then just do something weird. You know? Little things make me crazy. I have been trying throughout this whole show to get Kiki Melendez on the phone. We have called and called and called. And nothing. And nothing. And nothing. And now, I'm ready to get out of here. I don't know where Mad Mike is. The show's over. And she's on the line. She is on the line. So we're going to take her call. This is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Is this Kiki Melendez on the line?
Steve, amigo, how are you?
I've heard about people making a grand entrance, but to wait till the last 20 minutes of my show? you sent my co-host
sorry,
out. Look,
darling.
You sent my
it's
co-host
your
out.
Fault, you, because I'm in Vegas, and you forgot to take my Vegas number.
I think you forgot to give it to me because you're a hot tamale.
Okay, I'll take the blame. I'll take the blame.
My co-host went out looking for you. I'm like, she's at the Palms. And he's like, what does she look like? I go, she's Mexican. So he left.
Well, darling, I look Mexican, but I'm Dominican.
It's all the same.
I am a hot Dominican tropical woman from New York.
From New York.
Yes.
But you live in L.A.?
That's right. I live in Los Angeles for the last 12 years.
And I'm told that you're funny.
Yes, I am really funny, and the show is hilarious. It's the greatest comedy show you'll ever see.
Is that when you say you're funny, is that your opinion or opinion of others? And don't say like your mom used to say you were funny.
No. Actually, I got in the business because I was hanging out with, like, people like Chris Rock and Joey Vega and all these comics in New York. And they were the ones that said, you are so funny, you got to get into comedy. So, you know, that's why I actually got into it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so it's not just me, okay?
No, I've actually seen some of your work. It's actually very funny.
Thank you.
You know, I've posted some stuff on Facebook and things like that to promote you coming on. And then I was like, what a waste. I wasted all my time posting these videos, and she's not even going to call. Why? Because she's in Vegas?
I was thinking about you all day. I could not stop thinking about you. Okay?
Can you say that?
I'm thinking about you, baby.
Can you say that slower and a little more romantic?
I couldn't stop thinking about you.
I forgive you because you're in Vegas. It's a party town. It never stops. We have people that come on vacation and they complain. They complain about everything. I'm like, you're on vacation. This is the greatest party city in the world.
I know.
And you want to come and
complain about.
You want to complain. The music at the pool's too loud. How come I don't have a 2-for-1 buffet? If you can't afford $20 to eat at a buffet, don't come to Vegas.
It's so true. I had the buffet this morning. It was awesome at the Palms.
That's one of the worst buffets in town.
No, it's not.
It's one of the worst buffets in town. Everything great at the Palms. Love it. The nightclubs are amazing. Everything's fantastic. That buffet, horrible.
I personally liked it. Maybe it's because I'm used to eating Dominican food for every night of the week. So right. Maybe I was just happy to eat something different.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, I'm really having a great time in Vegas. I'm really happy. The people here are so sweet, so supportive, so awesome. And I'm so excited to be here because I've dreamed about doing the Hot Tamales in Las Vegas. That was one of my dreams. So I could, like, check it off. Now.
This is what I want you to do for me, because you called in late. Now you have a little bit of a job.
What is it?
You need to go down to the concierge desk tomorrow.
Okay.
The manager, his name is Jared Hundley.
Uh-huh.
He's a very good friend of mine.
Okay.
And just tell him that you just hate your room and just, you know, give him a bunch of crap. And once he starts to get a little stressed out, go, Crazy Jay sent me. And he'll just think it's the funniest thing in the world.
Honey, I already did that the first day I walked in. I gave him a lot of crap. I wish you would have told me. We could have killed 2 birds with 1 stone.
Well, I would have if somebody would have gave me their cell phone number.
You are too funny, Crazy Jay. I want to thank you so much for supporting the Hot Tamales.
Wait, was that you just said you want to spank me?
Yes, I want to do that too. I want to kiki kiss you. And I want to spank you. And I want to thank you for supporting women in comedy. It's an amazing thing you're doing because I know we've been talking since Los Angeles, and you told me from the get-go that you were going to be super supportive, and we've been in touch, and I'm so grateful to you because this show is really an amazing show that not only showcases women, people like Eva Longoria, Lonnie Love, all these great comics came from the show, and all these great actors came from the show, but at the same time, it also unites all humanity through laughter because every single comic represents a different ethnic group, and so we are not only diversity, but we're also hilarious, award-winning, critically acclaimed, and you gotta get your tickets now.
right, we do. And the other reason I'm doing it is because you have someone in your cast that's a friend of Bonnie Mazzell, and she's got an amazing rack. So she said, "Have these ladies on." I was like, "Okay."
That's Jill, right?
When a girl can hypnotize you with her tits, that's an amazing power.
And I have to tell you, Crazy Jay, you love women, right? Our show attracts the hottest women, and we love men. So it's such a party time. You know, you always have a great time at the show because there's gorgeous women and men looking for gorgeous women. So it's always a great time.
Well, I'm looking forward to the show. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, everybody has to get their tickets at the Palms box office or call Ticketmaster because we are going to be super hopping on Sunday night. It's Mexican Independence Weekend.
Now, you're gonna give a few tickets away to my listeners, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm going to give 4 tickets. So two pairs of tickets to anyone that wants to come and see us on Sunday at the Pearl, here at the Palms Hotel. Showtime 8 p.m. You Latinos, be on time.
How are we going to arrange that?
All you have to do is get your winners, give me the name, and I'll have them on will call. They'll have their name on will call. They just got to bring their ID with their name. So don't give me no, like, stage name that you don't have ID for, okay?
Well, that's what I was planning on doing.
Don't give me, like, Crazy J that doesn't exist on a license, you know what I mean?
Oh, it exists. Clubs don't take it, but it exists. You ladies, after you're done with your show on Sunday, should let Crazy J entertain you at the nightclub upstairs.
Absolutely. Are you paying for all the drinks?
Absolutely. That's what Crazy J is all about.
We will be there, my love. No worries.
We'll party at Moon or the Playboy Club, your choice, and we'll have a great time.
All right. Well, I want to thank so many people, Frank Sanchez, who's helping me, and Allison PR. Everybody here at the Palms, and you, Crazy J. Thank you so much for all your help. And we want to blow it out of the water on Sunday so we could come back to Vegas, because I love this town. Crazy people. You know, the other day I was doing a radio interview, and this guy came out of the Palms, and, you know, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm doing a radio interview. This is like my Vegas moment, right? And he comes over to me and he tries to tongue kiss me while I'm on the air trying to do a call-in radio interview. So I'm like, okay, I just had my Vegas moment.
I'm pissed because that's how I treat the ladies.
So this town is so much fun because people just don't care, and that's my kind of people.
That's right. And some, like I said earlier, I mean, some of these people could come here and they're just ornery sons of bitches.
I know, aren't they?
Just come to Vegas. I like it when they go, is there anything for my 4-year-old to do? No. And let me tell you, being a concierge, I see it all, I hear it all, and I'm tired of it all. Come to Vegas. Have a good time. Gamble. Drink a little. Loosen up. It's a party town.
It's a party town. Don't come here with your 5-year-old. You're not going to have any fun, you know? You got to come here with yourself. Your single friends.
2-for-1 buffet tickets, and I had a guy come to the desk and go, I have a 2-for-1, but there's 3 in my party. Is there a 3-for-1 buffet? Get out.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
It's a party city.
I was trying to do, like, the machine? What is it called?
The slots?
The slot machines.
Not sluts.
I was trying to put a quarter. And I realized that you have to have at least $1 to play the slots.
Yeah, if you want to use coinage, you actually have to go downtown to Fremont Street. Everything down there is old. The hookers are old. The strippers are old. The games are old. But you can get a 99-cent margarita and party it up.
Well, thank you for the advice. Okay?
All right, so
we're gonna blow it out of the water on Sunday, and I'll be able to put thousands of dollars in those slots machines.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have a great time on Sunday. I'll entertain you ladies after the show.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to meeting all of you.
Thank you, Crazy J. We're looking forward to meeting you.
I'm glad you called in and that you're not hurt.
Yes, you're fine.
You're not in the lovely Las Vegas jail. You know, everything's fine. Because I know Mexican women, Latino women, they can freak out in Vegas and cause problems.
Yes.
So I'm glad you're all right.
Thank God there's no balconies in Vegas.
Right. Right. And we'll give out some tickets. Everybody go see the show Sunday night. It's going to be awesome.
That's right. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster or come to the Palms box office. This is the greatest comedy show you've ever seen. I promise you. Thank you so much, Crazy J, for your love and your support of women in comedy.
All right. Thank you for calling in. You are listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show, and you heard it right there from Kiki Kiss. If you want tickets, just let me know. We can set that up for you, and I'll give you a pair of tickets. You can come out this Sunday night to the Palms to the Hot Tamale Show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, again, just reach me here through the show at crazyjcomic.com, MySpace, Facebook, whatever you want, if you want these tickets. All right, that's going to do it. I think Mike is here. I still am not 100% sure where he actually went. Mike, if you're here, let's end the show, buddy, all right?
Fuck off.
Okay, thank you. We'll see you next week.